InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Happening in America obviously is affecting the whole world. What's happening in Iran, it is all at the center of the old global order collapsing, and Trump coming in and trying to assert American dominance over the planet. Now, if that American dominance is done through freedom and soft power and with American values, I was as happy as a pig in you know what the first 6 months. Because we really had advisors and people around Trump, like Charlie Kirk and Tucker Carlson and Joe Kent, that were really keeping Trump on target. The same thing with Elon Musk, all of them working basically together. Now, I know all the inside baseball. And a lot of this is starting to come out. They're trying to claim that Kent was leaking classified information and things. No, he wasn't. You have all the talking heads calling him the leader of a Nazi movement that's trying to have a coup. Totally insane. And you have all the talking heads, Bongino, the rest of them saying, you know, Kent never really talked to the president, and why Charlie Kirk was pro-Iran war, and that's lies. Well, Trump was anti-Iran war. And I know Charlie was. I can play all the clips. Plus, I've told you this, when Charlie got killed 6 months ago, that he had called me a couple times in the months before and would say, I just want to thank you for putting pressure on the Epstein thing. We need to force and really push Trump to do that. This is terrible. And also saying thank you for hammering the Iran war and really putting all the pressure on you can. I said that word for word. The text messages have been released by different well-known journalists and people talking to Kirk, saying the exact same thing I said back in September. I can show you my text messages, I guess. But the point is that they're coming out and saying Kent's a liar and that Kirk was not at the White House. Kirk was constantly there. Trump loved him like a son. And that's what they hate, is somebody having Trump's ear. You remember back when Trump was his first administration, about a year in, there were headlines saying the new chief of staff's job is to keep Alex Jones and InfoWars away from Trump. And that was just because, for whatever reason, he would listen to me and I would get him stuff. And I'd barely talk to him, like every month or something. But they went crazy about it because I said, sir, here's a list of Soros operatives. This woman's on the Soros board. What? Just like you see reporters will talk to him. Now they open up the press corps and they'll say, sir, did you know this? Did you know that Hunter Biden has 15 Secret Service and is on a trip to South Africa, government paid for? What? Let me look into that. 2 hours later, he pulls it. It's that access. And so they're acting like these people are liars. It's on record that Kirk was doing this. He told me this. But again, this is important because there's a tug of war right now with the neocons and Israel lobby trying to get Trump to invade physically with boots on the ground. That's why I mentioned the past, because you have to know the past and know the future. We'll be right back. This is Huge News. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAuctionStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
World War III has never been closer than it is right now. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America last globalists and the deep state. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad.
Our opponents join with warmongers and neocons to wage endless wars, these wars that never end.
Our policy of never-ending war, regime change, and nation-building is being replaced by the clear-eyed pursuit of American interests.
There you go!
It is the job of our military to protect our security, not to be the policeman of the world.
No new wars. No new wars. No new wars. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. I will prevent, and very easily, World War III. Very easily.
To make her president would be to gamble with the lives of millions of people. She would get us into a World War III guaranteed because she is too grossly incompetent to do the job. She's not going to be able to deal with President Xi or Putin or Kim Jong-un or anybody. And then all of your sons and daughters will end up getting drafted to go fight for a war in a country that you've never heard of. Our enemies are laughing at her. They're laughing at us. But if we win, our enemies won't be laughing anymore. I tell you, they're not going to be laughing anymore.
Thursday Live. Red alert. Pentagon sources confirmed to me that Trump is preparing to launch ground invasion against Iran despite top experts warning of disaster. Tune in now and learn tomorrow's news today with yours truly, Alex Jones. This is must-watch share information. Now, you notice the incredible attacks out of the neocon Republican establishment that's trying a hostile takeover of the Republican Party that we wrested away from them. I mean, you have neocons like Liz Cheney getting 22 points in her congressional election. This is not what Republican voters want. This war has put Trump upside down with men under 45. He's lost now 80% support of the big group of independents that voted for him. I mean, this is a disaster for the midterms. But when we support the Trump that we've known for 10 years, so I can play you in the 2016 campaign, I'm saying the same clips we just played, basically. We're now called Qatari or Russian or Iranian agents. We're called the leaders of a Nazi coup over America. Guys with six bronze stars and CIA commando and wife blown up over there, another CIA commando operative. And it's not enough. He's a traitor, says the Israel lobby. You can't trust a guy, 11 combat tours. It's insane. And What you have to understand is that there is a total battle going on right now inside the Pentagon and inside the White House and inside Congress with the Israel lobby, now openly the most powerful lobby in America. You could argue who it was before, but they were right at the top, openly pushing for total war. And then separately, the ADL head running around saying, if you say Israel's controlling our foreign policy or has anything to do with this war, that's a quote, played like three times in the last few days, you are basically a terrorist and we need to do the same thing we did to Hamas with exploding pagers. He says that. It's like, what the hell? But you heard Trump in that first clip. I asked the crew, I said, give me a compilation of Trump being anti-Iran war. They gave me a 10-minute clip. I said, that's too long. They gave me a 5-minute clip. I said, that's too long. We stopped at a 2-minute one, okay? I could fill this hour with Trump saying, you all heard it a million times. But Dan Bongino and all the rest of them are literally, I have the clips, saying, this is insane. These people are liars. They don't know Trump. Charlie Kirk was pro-war. He didn't meet with Trump. He actually says that. And Joe Kent's a liar. Charlie never told him that. And then we have the text messages on top of it. Charlie Kirk called and thanked me for that. Please keep the pressure to stop this Iran war. And also, you know, another call, keep putting pressure. The White House is really watching and listening. To get him to just order all the Epstein stuff out, because we know he's not in it, but my God, this is going to kill us. And he's all, and Kirk said that everywhere. And Bongino's like, these people are filth. You know, Joe Kent's the most disgusting person. And I bring up Bongino because he's just, you know, the one example to use. You all see it. It's everywhere. And the bots and the influencers. But in the first part of the clip, the little 2-minute clip we played, I'll play it again in a moment, not the whole clip, just the first part. Trump says we've wasted our blood, our treasure, our energy on globalism, and it's bankrupted us, and we can't have these wars anymore. And he's been right on that. He's been really trying to stop the Ukraine situation. And he did stop a bunch of other wars. But now Israel started this, and I notice I told you 26 days ago it's going to be ground troops. And then I said, I hear they're getting Fort Bragg ready and the Marines ready. 2 weeks before it broke that they were sending him there, and then now they admit they're getting ready for an invasion. I'm not pulling this out of the air, okay? And without getting into a bunch of stuff, Harrison Smith has been talking to Joe Kent, and they were working on the Charlie Kirk information, and with Charlie being worried about Israel killing him. And we were the first to break that a month before he was killed. Now, I didn't jump the gun and say Israel did it. I said we have to investigate. Then I broke 6 days after he was killed. The cabinet meeting that now Joe Kent's confirmed that I said he was at, with Tulsi Gabbard, Cash Patel, Trump, Susie Wiles, Trump came, J.D. Vance. I told you people were screaming at each other. And that Cash Patel said, I run domestic intelligence. You are not going to look at foreign involvement or any accomplices. We broke that. And now it's confirmed that that meeting indeed happened. And then indeed there is a cover-up of the killing of Kirk. And the point is you know how Bongino running around saying none of that happened. But he never gives any evidence. He just says, I'm Dan Bongino. I know. What have you done? How have you served Joe Kent? You disgusting coward. Literally says that, basically. Bunch of stuff worse than that. It's insane. Joe Kent came in because he believed in actually defending the country, but also not following fake intel. Israel gave us the fake WND intel. We've all known that for 20-something years. It was out a few years after the war, 2003. Israel continues to provide the fake intel. And so that's a fact. And if you state that, they say you're a Nazi, as if that has any effect. And calling everybody that's anti-war Nazis is kind of turning them into it, which I don't think is good. It's the Israeli government currently have an issue with. There's a lot of people in Israel that are very upset about this as well. And we have the Charlie Kirk emails and text messages that to all these prominent journalists and to Joe Kent and all of it, where people just go, here's the receipts. And Kirk's talking about working with good folks in Israel to stop this war because they know it's bad too. He didn't hate Israel. He loved Israel. And if you see what this is going to do to Israel's second, third, fourth order, it's bad. And to the true Israel haters that want to blow it off the map, they got 1,000 nuclear weapons. They ain't going nowhere. It's the same thing with Iran. I would love the Mullahs to disappear. But the government assessments said 90%+ chance you don't get any of the things you want. Regime change, any of it. But you can't do a preemptive strike legally saying it's regime change. So you say, oh, it's to get their nukes. But the White House said, fake news, we got all their nuclear material back in June. Now we didn't. Oh, now we got to get their missiles. Now we got to blow up their infrastructure. Now we got to go in. And Trump, it's come out in the news, and I already knew this was happening. I told you this. The briefings he's getting being bubble wrapped is a 2-minute compilation of bombing footage, missile strike footage. And Trump equates how many things get blown up with victory. But anybody that studied war against a major country knows that's just to get their military out of the way. You have to march in and get rid of the leadership to actually take down a serious power. You got to put boots on the ground, and that's a whole nother ball of wax. The U.S. military is so powerful, it'd be like us fighting Martians when it comes to air power. But you still got to come down here and get on the ground. And our superiority is not there then, even though we have some of the best military in the world, because our numbers are small compared to the Iranians, with a 1 million regular man army and another 1 million auxiliary, and they're ready to die. And they're smart. When I say smart, they're competent. They're the worst Muslims to fight. Okay? They don't just shoot their guns randomly in the air and say, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad. I mean, they basically invented mathematics and astronomy and so much more. I mean, they're not dumbos, okay? So we're fighting very serious, very vindictive, very vicious, very aggressive people who actually enjoy this. I mean, the intel is, which we already knew, they're happier than pigs and crap right now. It's exciting for them. They like to fight. And they've been preparing for decades. And I saw a Green Beret do a report on this morning. And again, I don't claim I'm an expert on military badges or how to shine your boots, or, but I'm an expert on the 35,000-foot view of history, how it works, weapon systems, numbers, and I've seen these different Green Berets and folks that are experts on boots on the ground explaining just one area of this particular island they want to grab has a 60,000 person city in it with electricity for 400,000 going into it and huge complexes of underground bunkers, including hundreds of little hidden ones. And it will make going, it took Israel 2 years to go in and kick out Hamas out of Gaza. And they still haven't completely done it. And how many troops did it take? And how many Israelis died? And you got Lindsey Graham saying, we're going to go in and we're going to take those islands and we're going to take the Strait of Hormuz. And we're going to, and it's literally their, it's a nest. It's their main military nest. And we're going to do it. And I believe in the Marines. Well, it took 110,000 Marines and sailors to take Iwo Jima that had 23,000 Japanese on it. It took them, what, a month? And it killed, what, over 20,000 U.S. troops? 110,000. 76,000 Marines. Fighting 20-something thousand Japanese. Killed almost every one of them because they wouldn't give up. Because they were dug in. Remember all the footage of Iwo Jima shooting the flamethrowers in the caves? And the flag finally getting raised on there? And that was just one of many islands. 110,000 troops. Just the one island that they're saying they're going to take first. The military experts I've been listening to and talking say, yeah, you need about 50,000 troops for that. Because you're going into a trap. The Russians, with a multi-million man army fighting NATO, how fast have they moved? It's crawling, crawling, digging people out of their holes. That's what this is. And, oh, we're sending 7,500 troops. 5,000, you know, something airborne. And 2,000 Marines. And as soon as those big hovercraft come in, it won't matter there's Apache helicopters and Super Cobras. The Iranians don't care. They'll pop up in all the positions, blast them, they'll all get blasted, and then wave after wave will just pop up, take out more of our people, and it will be a bloodbath. This is going to be a real war like Ukraine. You think what we lost in Iraq and Afghanistan was bad? The Pentagon assessments are that this will be orders of magnitude worse. We're just taking Krog Island. It's a giant underground hell nest. But don't worry, Lindsey Graham says, I believe in Marines, and makes a maniacal face and sticks his tongue out. But here's the deal. What did Trump say in the first little clip I played at the start? He said, no more of these globalist wars. This will drain us. Specifically, Iran is a trap. The Pentagon was giving him the same assessment 10 years ago that here they gave him now. But the head of CENTCOM, who's an Israel firster and who's highly decorated, nobody's saying he got into a super warrior, taught people to serve with him. He was the only person that was like a general getting his leg blown off. But the point is, leading assaults on Al-Qaeda bases. The point is that, and Hegg said, I think he's a good guy. He really believes all this stuff. He really thinks it's good. He was over there in huge wars and fighting. And from his perspective, he believes it's a holy war. He's being manipulated, though. So there's a lot of good people supporting this, and I don't hate the good people that support this, because I don't like the Middle East either. The point is, Trump was told probably 4 days they'd fall. That's been released and confirmed. What did I say 26 days ago in the three-hour special Saturday show? When it started, I said, this is what's going to happen. I said, I hope I'm wrong. Was I wrong? Nope. But the response to us staying true to what we stood for, that we're a Nazi coup and we're Iranian agents and we need to be dealt with exploding pagers, it is Twilight Zone. I mean, this rhetoric is so incendiary by the neocons and the AIPAC lobby and the ADL that what is nobody talking about? Well, there's a couple big things. This is the time for false flags. The war is unpopular. The United States, with the real objective of regime change, is losing. They have closed the strait with not even only having to blow up 8 ships because people won't go through. They selectively let through who they want to China and others. And they continue to keep it closed. And that was the assessment Trump was given. They will close it because they said they would. They have. They can physically close it if need be. And then how many troops we have to send in to the hundreds of military bases. There's some estimates that a third of Iran's military bases are just in the Strait of Hormuz, because they always know that's going to be the place. And a bunch of the other ones are up to deal with Turkey and the Kurds. So these guys invented chess. So we're not up against Dumbos. And so remember 2 weeks ago, total surrender, unconditional, Trump said. Meanwhile, it came out he was trying to get them to do a deal, and it was better than what he offered before. And they just said, F you, and they said it. And I reported what the Iranians said, and the neocons said, Jones is lying. They're trying to surrender. I'm just like, okay, well, now they can't hide that anymore. It's like, okay, they're not surrendering, and they're winning. Because it isn't about how much of their high-tech military you blow up. because it's an economic war with 27% of world energy going through there. And inflation's already massively increased. And I've got all these economist articles right here I'll cover next hour saying, just which I guesstimated, like I said last week, it goes up another 5 weeks or so. They're saying a month now with the actuary to have the graphs, the numbers in from even Goldman Sachs, you name it, that it will absolutely create a global recession, depression. Debt was already at a maximum point. It will bankrupt governments. It will bankrupt individuals. And you, because within 2 weeks, already the Philippines, a bunch of countries are running out, but Europe runs out in about 2 weeks. You're like, well, screw Europe. That ripple effects into us, folks. So this is a disaster. So look for false flags to be blamed on Iran, to legitimize this fiasco and to piss everybody off, to accept ground invasion and those casualties ahead of the attack, ahead of the invasion. And also just know, and I've got a bunch of economists and research, I already can see it and said it, but it's confirmed that Lutnick and his crew know when Trump's going to say it's a peace deal than when it's not. They announce it on a Friday, then on a Monday change course. Their inside groups make tens of billions each time. And up above that with BlackRock, this is the new COVID that was designed to kill Trump's recovery. This is now killing his recovery that was great and that I was behind. And I was holding my nose at some of the other stuff because I was explaining, we need this. This is a lot better than Democrats. Just killing the carbon taxes alone was save billions of people from starvation. That's been actuary. So I'm just, you know, still going, I want to support Trump. But he has walked into the trap, and I'm not giving him an out. I know his people. I know his advisors. I know the players, and I know that Trump's like a little kid. You know, Bongino played a clip of me a few days after the war started. He doesn't point that out, where I predict everything. And says, look, Jones says Trump's dumb. He cut off where I said Trump's smart in the things he knows, but he's admitted, oh, he thought all the generals were like John Wayne and right wing. Oh, he found out most of them are globalists because the globalists recruited those people. Trump admitted he didn't know how Washington really ran once he got there. He does not know how the military runs. He doesn't understand these systems. He didn't know Obama put CIA stay-behind networks in the media when he left. With the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act and the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. I was hammering it forever. Now he knows about it from Mike Benz. Now they've dismantled it. So Trump has learned a lot, but the growth curve, it took me 30-plus years to know this much information and interview all the experts from every angle and have family that worked in intelligence agencies and worked in Army Special Operations in the at the command level. Explain to me from my earliest memories how the world really worked. So when I say Trump doesn't know, what I'm saying is he doesn't have advanced, high-level, multidisciplinary knowledge. That's how Flynn and I can finish each other's sentences. Flynn will tell you, Jones, you've got some of the best analysis out there. Because he knows what people don't know what he knows. He's like, how do you know all this? But this is what I'm into. Most guys are into football and know all the statistics there. I know this. I'm going to come back and tell you where this is going next, and it's bad. But we can stop it. Stay with me. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force, Xenos. methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at theoxygenstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to be 100% clear. I believe Trump is a good man. He's done a lot of good things. I don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And the left tries to spin my concern or my criticism of Trump to say, oh, Jones admitted he was wrong ever supporting Trump. No, I've been through hell. I've been persecuted. We've exposed the deep state. They're in deep trouble. Their funding's being cut. The border's secure. We've killed the carbon taxes. The list goes on and on. Cuba's about to fall. Venezuela's being reformed. This is good. But Iran, he was warned, was a major roll of the dice. And if he succeeds, and I don't think he ever should have done it, but I hope for an exit ramp for everybody, I'll get on my knees and thank God. Because we need this recovery. And we need the original Trump plan to succeed. But he's been making a U-turn on the old Trump and on many issues doing 180s. Glyphosate, you name it. Roundup. So I just, this is very concerning. Very concerning. Now, he's having a cabinet meeting. We got a bunch of clips that just minutes ago on Iran. And I hope what he's saying is true, but I know they're giving him a lot of twisted intelligence that's already been confirmed. He ignores the stuff he doesn't want to see. His main intelligence report is two-minute clips of things being blown up. He seems to think that's all that matters. And he said 2 weeks ago, oh, they want a peace deal, but we're not giving them an unconditional surrender. Then it came out that we were actually trying to get a ceasefire. Then again, came out, he did it again a few days ago, and they said, screw you. We want all your bases out. We want $500 billion reparations, on and on and on. We're not doing that, obviously. So now he's announcing again, oh, they want an off-ramp. They just gave us ships of oil. The U.S. is seizing those. The reason they want to make a deal is they have been beat to shit, he said. Now, again, you told us in June it was a one-off to get their nuclear program. I said, no, that's just the camel's nose and the tent flap, to use a Bedouin term. And I predicted then, we posted a clip yesterday from June where I said, in the next year, we'll be here. Here we are. It's all been war gamed. And so here's Trump again saying, we've won. The war's over. I've been hearing the war's over for 3 weeks. He was saying the war was over 3 days into it. We're 26 days into this. There's already fertilizer shortages, oil shortages, going into the planting season around the world. It's already actuaried in to cause probably a recession already. This has probably already killed the recovery. So the globalists tried to crash the stock market. They tried to stop investment in the U.S. Lutnick wrote the tariffs with mistakes in it because it was legal what Trump did. Even Supreme Court said change this because he was betting billions on it failing because he bought up the insurance on it. And it's coming out in the news that his cabinet is making out like bandits. This is crazy. So, I don't believe that Iran is actually at the negotiation table. They said a few days ago, they said, I read the quotes, they said, every time we meet with you, you don't show up and then you blow us up in a third party country. Or we get on Zoom with you and you use computers, know where we're at, you drop bombs on us. So that's the reality here. And Iran has closed the strait to anybody that don't want to go through it. And so when this peace deal doesn't get made, because Israel and the U.S. are going to ask for too much, and Iran knows the deal won't even be upheld no matter what it is, that Trump is going to send in. And I mean, I should make a bigger deal about this to be very clear. Let me just start over, because that's the headline today is, put it back up. My sources are that the Marines and the Army, and it's not just what you've heard has been sent over to 7,000. It's more than that in the region. 40, 45, 50,000, maybe more, are being prepared to be sent into the Strait of Hormuz, not just a couple islands. Now, how did I know we were going to hit Venezuela? Because I talked to folks, and they had had them in the air multiple times saying, you're going in, and then Trump last minute would turn them back. There was a lot of reasons that happened. That was actually good military strategy, because then the Venezuelan communists and Cubans that were the main security force got lackadaisical. But grabbing somebody out of a building, though that was daring and incredible and successful and very dangerous, is nothing compared to this. That's tiny operation compared to this. But remember, I told you on a Thursday, from all the rhetoric, the build up, my intel, because even the military people don't know exactly, but they can see the signs and have been told it's, you know, about to happen. I said, I think they hit them Saturday evening U.S. time, like 6 o'clock when it's middle of the night over there. And that's when the U.S. was going to hit, but Trump was thinking about not doing it, which I told you, now it's come out, that's confirmed. So Israel went ahead and launched the attack half a day earlier to make sure we did it. And I told you to the day again, just like I did 3 months before Russia invaded, February 22nd or 24th, 4 years ago. I could just see the planets aligning and the intel and Russian doctrine not to go any later than February and the buildup and just all of it. So when I tell you this stuff, I'm not pulling it out of my butt. Trump is being advised, you see Lindsey Graham on TV saying, oh, the Marines can do it. Well, it was 110,000 Marines and other support troops that took Iwo Jima. Took them a month. We lost 20-something thousand soldiers, fighters. Could 2,000 Marines go take a base? Could 2,000 Marines go in and take an objective? Yeah, but you can't go into a giant, complex area with all these enemies, and you've got to bring it in. You've got to support it. You've got to go in, and you got to kill these people. And they're going to fight you. And it's on their territory, and there's hundreds of thousands of them in the Strait of Hormuz alone. I mean, this is the biggest setup ever, because the neocons know that are giving Trump bad advice that when our military goes in there, they're going to be stuck on the beach. They're going to get hammered. And the helicopters and the fighter bombers, they're going to, you know, knock a bunch of targets out. And yeah, for every Marine, for every Army soldier they kill, I bet we kill 10 Iranians. They don't care, because they got 100 times what we got. It'd be a bloodbath if we sent 50,000 Marines into the Strait of Hormuz. Why do you think the Navy, when Trump said, oh, we'll escort ships, Navy went, we can't do that. Why do you think the Navy stays back? And Trump says, China, you come with your ships and guide people through. They got a defense treaty with, they're supplying them with weapons, Trump. How embarrassing is that? And I don't like to say that, but it is. We can't just back it mindlessly and then have him think delusionally the bad advice is being given, because he's being set up by Israel and BlackRock that want to destroy his recovery. This is COVID 2.0. That's what COVID was for. They've admitted it. To shut down our recovery. The globalists want everybody poor. They want the whole world to collapse because they're the banks. And they're going to bring in the new digital currency, the end of the dollar, and with a social credit score and diverse basic income to control everything you do. They say the head of all the central banks, the heads of the UN, central, all the groups say this is for total control. And that's where we are. And Trump was trying to save the dollar and do all these moves that were good, and he knew Iran was the bad move, and now he's done it. So let's go back to Trump before I play these clips from the cabinet meeting. Let's go back to that just short 2-minute compilation I played at the start of the show. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but just up front, he explains why globalism is bad from an economic perspective alone. And then there's the larger issue. If the Pentagon assessment is less than a 10% chance that you'll get rid of their nuclear program, that you'll get the majority of their missiles, and that there'll be regime change, that was a optimistic prognosis. Because this is war game by so many big think tanks, so many intelligence agencies, so many groups for decades, and they just get updated. And I read these reports. People keep asking, some people go, God, this guy works for the bad guys, and they tell him this so he has credibility. You can go read this stuff. They think you're dumb. It's published, and it's accurate. That's why the chairman did a legal leak, just saying, hey, we advise the president probably they shouldn't do this, 5 days before it happened, when they gave him the report from the intelligence agencies, the Pentagon, Navy intelligence, Defense Intelligence Agency, all of it. National Counterterrorism Center, saying, don't do it. And then we tell everybody it's going to be horrible, and then we're traitors, and it's going to be a 4-day war. And those of us that are right, we're the Nazi coup group trying to overthrow the government. No, it's Israel and the globalists and the big banks that want to bankrupt us. and want to derail America forever. That's their plan. They position us for that. They're pissed off that loyal, informed Americans are out here advising the public about what's happening. And we have Congresswoman Mace and others, very respected, good people, saying, I can't tell you it's classified, but I've been briefed, and no boots on the ground. They want boots on the ground. They're about to send boots on the ground. Yeah. And when they do that, we're already in full war, okay? But when they do that, the Iranians are going to hit the desalinization plants that up to 90% of the water in these countries is where they get it. You already have a bunch of Arab countries that were pro-U.S. saying, no, 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 now we're against it. We're against it because Iran is suicidal. You see, there's a thing called a Pyrrhic victory. And a Pyrrhic victory is where you defeat your enemy, but you collapse. The British Empire, on record, they don't even dispute it, started World War I. And it bankrupted them. They beat the Austro-Hungarian Empire, but the British Empire was bankrupt and began to fall apart after that. That was a Pyrrhic victory. The globalists want America out of the way. Their plan failed. Trump saw an opportunity come in to take it over. I thought that reform with a new order, the international system. Instead, it's just become the Zionists coming in and bragging that they're going to run with the American Empire as their... It's like Master Blaster from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, where he's Down syndrome. He's like 7 feet tall. Got the little midget engineer that sits on his shoulders, the brain with the brawn. Who rules Bartertown? Master Blaster rules Bartertown. And we are the 7 foot tall Down syndrome guy in armor, and little Master Blaster, the Zionist, sit right up there on our shoulders. Or think of like a great white shark that has those fish that follow it and clean its teeth, and you eat pieces of meat come out of its teeth. Israel was that to an extent, but with all its money and power and control, it's like a little sucker fish that somehow got in the brain of the great white and now runs it. And that's crazy. And that's on record. So we got a new Trump here. They bubble wrapped him. And you see, he wants the off-ramp. The Iranians don't. Let's play a short clip of Trump talking about globalism. Here it is.
World War III has never been closer than it is right now. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America last globalists and the deep state. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad.
Our opponents join with warmongers and neocons to wage endless wars, these wars that never end.
Our policy of never-ending war, regime change, and nation-building is being replaced by the clear-eyed pursuit of American interests.
There you go!
All right, let's stop there.
It is the job of our...
I can play hours of this. Vote for Kamala's war with Iran. The neocons, they're the... Oh, who is the chief neocon in America now? Because the other one's dead, Rumsfeld, Cheney, all of them. It's Mark Levin and Benny Shapiro and Dan Borgino, or whatever his name is, Bongiorno. And that's where we are. And... they are the good guys, and those of us that supported the old Trump, actually did what he said he would on foreign policy, we're the bad guys. Okay, great. Were we right about what was going to happen? Oh, we were. Because we're informed, we're involved. That's why we supported you. And I knew about this fight last year and told you there was a big fight over Iran going on. And I talked to Charlie Kirk about it. And I could confirm. And Charlie Kirk said it publicly. But the neocons say, no, we're all liars. Bongino says, what does Jones know about the military? Well, what's a New York cop Secret Service guy know, buddy? What's a fission fusion reactor? What's an X-ray laser? What's a DU meteor gun Sabo? What's a hydrogen bomb, nuclear reactor-fueled expansion weapon? You don't know jack shit, pal. I knew more about this stuff when I was 10 years old than you do. So, and that's why I'm tomorrow's news today. And I'm not in competition with you, but you want to lord over everyone like you're God. And like, who's this guy that just fell off a turnip truck? Does this guy think he's Alex Jones, Bongino says? I got clips of him. I just was the detonator and the initiator on record, the Rand Corporation, the Rockefeller Foundation. It's public. Decades ago saying, I must be stopped or I'm going to have a successful movement to bring down globalism. What happened, bitches? And I don't toot my horn to toot it. It's like to literally have these nobodies come in here and tell us we're traitors when we've got the pedigree, the long term, the persecution, the prison sentences, the billion-dollar judgments, all of it. We got the scars, pal. We got the track record. How dare you say I'm not an American or Joe Kent? My family came here on both sides on the Mayflower, buddy pal. My family in England invented the stock exchange. I'm related to William the Conqueror and the old kings of England. My family raised Colonel Travis and shipped in two boats of Protestant Bibles under the orders of Andrew Jackson to prepare the war to take this from Mexico in a decade program. You don't know shit about America. You don't get more thoroughbred, buddy. Look at it. This is it. Not bragging. But he was Lord of the Rings thing. I'm the heir of Isildur, not you. Hey, I love Italian Americans. Some of the best people I know. But buddy, your family just got off a Sicilian boat. You want to call people that protest you Mongols? Nothing against you, bro. I think it's cool you're half black. Probably got a foot long dick. The point is that I don't want to hear your shit anymore. Your beady little eyes and all the rest of it. I love the fact the Moors conquered Sicily. You ought to be a proud African American. Just don't shake your finger at me and tell me I'm not an American, pal. I'm related to the people that conquered Europe directly. And I'm an American, and this is our country. And you don't tell me I'm not an American, punk. Don't you do it, sack of shit. Now, let's go ahead and go to Trump in the press conference and during the cabinet meeting. Here it is.
I can report to you today that we have, along with your foreign policy team, presented a 15-point action list that forms the framework for a peace deal. This has been circulated through the Pakistani government, acting as the mediator, and this has resulted in strong and positive messaging and talks, as you just indicated to the press. But these are sensitive diplomatic discussions, and you have directed us to maintain confidentiality on the specific terms and not negotiate through the news media as others do. I can say this. We will see where things lead, and if we can convince Iran that this is the inflection point with no good alternatives for them other than more death and destruction. We have strong signs that this is a possibility, and if a deal happens, it will be great for the country of Iran, for the entire region, and the world at large. Your policy of peace through strength is the most effective tool for a diplomatic resolution here, just as this policy was an effective tool in each and every one of all of the other conflicts you settled in your first year. Iran is looking for an off-ramp following your powerful threat on Saturday. Your indications that you are willing to listen to peace proposals have been well received. You've instructed us that your preference is
meanwhile, Lutnick's doing all this insider trading with his family on record, knowing that Trump's going to announce.
We have delivered that message, sir, along with the 15 points for peace. Finally, we have told Iran one last thing. Don't miscalculate again.
Good. Thank you very much. Good job. You're doing a great job.
They said yesterday that we weren't negotiating with them, and now they admit that we were negotiating with them. So they want to make a deal. The reason they want to make a deal is they have been just beat to shit. We have very substantial talks going on with respect to Iran with the right people. You know, I told you about a president, right?
All right, let's stop here. I got to go to break. We've got James O'Keefe with massive breaking news of total election fraud proof in California. He just keeps nailing it. New releases every day. He gets more insane. He's such an American patriot. It's so amazing. Before I go to break, remember, I'm not funded by the Qataris or Israel or the Republicans or the Democrats. I'm funded by you. And if you want to get the most accurate, hardcore info, then you're the backers. This is your broadcast. You're just as important as I am. I need your support at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, people love these giveaways of these cars and trucks and American-made stuff. And right now, until Friday, is the last time to get in. This only happens the last week. 100X. So anything you buy in the store, a ball cap, ultramethylene blue, you name it, you get put in 100X entries in the lottery to win the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500 and the 2025 Ford Raptor plus $20,000 cash. You can win one or both. Take advantage of that. You've got until Friday at midnight Central Time. But here's what I'm really excited about. I bought a very similar huge Faraday bag, backpack, incredible straps, all these inner pockets, outer pockets, just incredible, for like 500 and something bucks 5-6 years ago. This one is just as good or better. It's inscribed with a patriot message of liberty, murdered out. It protects all your electronics, your phones. You can't be tracked, all that stuff. And it comes with a whole bunch of free items inside of it. It's a $600 value, the big tactical trench knife, all the great supplements, and more. A $600 value for $249. For VIP members, $199. You can't get a better deal anywhere. And these are going to sell out quickly. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and keep us on the air. Take advantage now. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
By the way, I wasn't trying to single out Dan Bongino. I just see the talking point. All the big neocons are pushing it. They say the exact same script. We're leading a neo-Nazi overthrow of the government, blah, 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 when it's really Israel openly doing the coup and bragging about it. And he's calling us scum and Joe Kent, you know, horrible and the worst person and a traitor and a cow. I mean, it's just like, what the hell are you talking about? And, you know, Trump was never against the Iran war and we're all, what are you talking about? It's just like insulting, man. Who's got a gun to your head? I'm just sick of it. It's just outrageous to have you sit there and say that we're traitors. Screw you. I've gone through nothing but hell fight the establishment. He's worth reportedly $200 million now with all his deals. Fine. Nobody's persecuting him. Nobody's suing him. Nobody's taking his stuff. But let me do this right now. Because I haven't plugged yet. I need to do this right now. Okay? Here we go. I'm cutting an ad right now because I'm so busy I don't have to do it on off time. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is funded by you. I'm not funded by the Israelis, the Russians, the Iranians, the Qataris, the Democrats, the Republicans, any NGOs, any of that. I'm funded by the few sponsors we have that are amazing, like Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, and our supplements, t-shirts, great knives, you name it. Everything we sell is something I think's cool, that I think's great, that works really well. And I'm here to tell you, folks, that supplements are one of the fastest growing industries the last 30 years. Go to Whole Foods, go anywhere, it's like it just gets bigger and bigger because they work. There's a lot of great stuff at Whole Foods or GNC. But what we sell is the creme de la creme at prices way lower than you can get the exact same thing at Whole Foods because most of what we have is just private labeled and already a top brand. I don't reinvent the wheel. When something's got top ratings, totally tested, 5 stars, we can private label it. Baby, we just slap our name on it and sell it to you at a discount. But some of the stuff, like T3, is the only true atomic iodine. And I didn't mean it's radioactive. It's on the atomic table. It's the good halogen, the opposite of fluoride. You have to have a DEA license to manufacture this. Nobody does it but us. Takes up to 8 weeks to make it. It's made in Arizona. This is the same as X2, but even stronger. It's a patented process. T3 iodine is now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a flash sale that's only going until tomorrow night at midnight Central Time, 1 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Mountain, 10 p.m. Pacific. And that is the two awesome vehicles. One of the offers is ending. The new one started this week. So you can get put in to the raffle 500 entries. Excuse me. You can put in 100 entries. It's normally just 5 entries for everything you buy in the store each time for the raffle to be able to get the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500 and the 2025 Ford Raptor plus $20,000 in cash. Normally, each thing you buy, each time you're on the store, you get 5X entry into the lottery. This to the raffle, this is 100X. Until midnight Central tomorrow. So take advantage of that. But even cooler is the backpack Faraday bag. They only got a limited number of these 5-6 months ago. They sold out in one day. They got a lot more this time, but it's still a limited run. I bet this is sold out in less than a week. It is a beautiful backpack with all these inner pockets and zippers, and it's just amazing. I bought a similar bag for over $500 years ago. This is amazing, and it protects your phones, your laptops, your iPads from being tracked. When you don't have them in these, everywhere you go, you're being tracked by private corporations, criminals, government, you name it. Plus, if there's an EMP blast, you name it, it protects what you've got. So you want to keep stuff in your house that you're safe from that. It's also great to do that. And it comes with a whole bunch of free gifts inside of it because these bags are usually, you know, over $500, $600 value. You get it for $249 if you're a VIP member, $199. And you get an America First Faraday bag, America First Tactical Trench Knife, America First Limited Edition T-shirt, MKUltra Atomic Defense Brain Boosters and Immune Boosting Shilajit Gummies and Capsules, CMOS Gummies and Capsules. That's two bottles each. War Cry Premium Smelling Salts and so much more in the bag. Get it now at TheAllShowStore.com and keep us on the air. Plus, these are great products. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAllShowStore.com.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls. I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got.
Same priorities that organization has been spending money on.
$1.5 million to promote gays, lesbians, and trans in Jamaica.
$2 million to strengthen trans-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming health care in Guatemala.
$43 million on a gas station in Afghanistan that had no customers.
$20 million for Iraqi Sesame Street.
$4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan.
$6 million for men who have sex with men in South Africa.
$2 million for Moroccan pottery classes.
$2 million for sex changes in Guatemala.
$47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia.
$17 million to promote inclusion in Vietnam.
$32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru.
$8 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language.
$300 million to Reuters to attack Elon Musk.
$2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala.
Billions to the corporate media to attack Trump and run the fake impeachment propaganda.
$330 million to help Afghanis grow crops. Crops.
$122 million of the USAID money was given to terrorists.
These people are lunatics.
Oh, we've got big balls!
No one elected big balls.
Big B-A-L-L-S. Big balls here.
He's big balls. He's got big balls. She's got big balls.
Personally, I voted for big balls. Elon Musk does.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for for joining us. We're well into hour number two on this Thursday, March 26, 2026 transmission. Now, you notice that little promo we just aired from about a year ago, just a couple months in the administration. And boy, Trump was on all cylinders. It was just so fabulous. And now Elon Musk is gone. Some of the other good patriots are gone. Trump's biggest supporters have been run out by the neocons that Trump said would get us into World War III. And now Elon isn't on the new big tech board, but Zuckerberg, that Trump said should be in prison, is. Zuckerberg that gave $400 million to create a database to steal the 2020 election. We should all be upset about these departures from what he said he would do and him supporting his enemies. You can say, well, keep your enemies closer. That's not what's going on. And it's very concerning. So I criticized Trump to try to get him back on track. And we started to see him deviate 6 months of administration, but a lot of times when we got on him and everybody else did, we could push him back. Now they got him bubble wrapped, and it's even confirmed in the news, but I have my sources with nothing but neocons and Israel firsters who see the power vacuum with the old globalist order collapsing and the Democrats in free fall, so they're coming in. But carrying out policies that will make us lose the midterms, the polls all show that, from people that are the top pollsters that are pro-Trump. At Rasmussen and other places that don't want to see this derailed. There's still so much good Trump's doing. So I'm not happy about this. So many other talk show hosts and quote influencers, which I'm not. I'm a patriot, a reporter, and an analyst. They love attacking Trump, and they do it viciously with a smile on their face because it's very popular. But I never do what's popular. I do what I believe is right. And we have the neocons running around saying, in a unified voice, you see them everywhere, that Joe Kent is the leader of a neo-Nazi coup against America, and that Tucker Carlson is a criminal who should be in prison with criminal referrals against them all. That they were leaking classified information. And I started thinking, I don't really brag about sources and things like that or how we work here or how I knew about the cabinet meeting a few 6 days after Kirk died with Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent, Vice President Vance, Susie Wiles. Trump was in there some arguments about it. When they said, we're not going to investigate, Cash Patel said, any foreign involvement in Kirk's killing or any accomplices. And I broke that. That's all confirmed now. And now if you bring that up, they spin it and say, oh, you want Tyler Robinson to get off. No, we're just saying there's obviously accomplices. And I talked to TPUSA high level. And they said, no, yeah, Cash Patel said to us, oh, well, we know he had a bunch of help, but we probably can't convict him, so we're just going to go with this. I mean, I guess if I get called, I'll testify. Charlie Kirk called me and thanked me for exposing Epstein and saying, putting pressure on Trump to go after it and for fighting the Iran war. And Kirk was public about that. But Bongino says it's made up when Joe Kent says that. And what does he know? The director of counterterrorism for the U.S. I mean, you know, he's not Bongino. I mean, what does he know? Only 6 Bronze Stars and 11 combat tours. His wife working for the CIA getting blown up in Syria. I mean, this guy don't have no skin in the game. So that's where we are. And the reason I mention that past stuff is my sources currently tell me at multi-levels, some of the best are low-level because I can see what's happening in the front, the mid-level, and the top, that Trump is getting ready to send in troops. And I said that weeks before it was announced, but they're intending to. There's a major battle over that right now inside the Pentagon, inside the White House, with the majority of the advisors that are military, the vast majority, saying don't do it. And they've been leaving that to the press. But the politicos and the Israel lobby saying do it. So I want to talk about what this will do just on the economy alone. What it's already done 26 days in. Remember that Saturday, 3-hour show I did, predicted everything would happen? It happened. That they wouldn't fall quickly. That they'd block the Strait of Hormuz. That it would trigger mass inflation. That if you track back, doesn't just make you pay more at the pump, but now the Federal Reserve wants to raise interest rates. And what happened last Friday? Trump said, I'm giving you 48 hours to unconditionally, you know, basically roll over and agree to not to unblock the Strait of Hormuz, or I will destroy your energy production, your electric plants. And I said, I don't think Iran's going to even respond back, because they said, we're not talking to you anymore. Now Trump says you have 5 days on Monday. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow night will be 5 days. And I predict Iran is not going to. And Iran is in the news saying, we're not even talking to them. That's a lie. Trump's in a cabinet meeting an hour ago saying, oh, they're trying to give up. We've won. We've been hearing that for 23 days. 3 days in, he said that. In the briefings in Congress, the Pentagon, in classified briefings, tells them, we're losing this war. Congresswoman May said, came out and said, we need to stop boots on the ground. Eric Prince said that back on the 2nd that he heard that's happening. Oh, but what's he know? He's just a self, you know, Navy SEAL, self-made billionaire, black water, and everything else he does. What's Eric Prince know? It's like watching these mental midgets say that Joe Kent doesn't know anything, Eric Prince doesn't know anything, I don't know anything. This is what I do. I analyze things. I'm an analyst, and I tell the book. And my bread and butter is accuracy. Everyone I associate with is who is the most accurate long-term. That's who I associate with. My goal is get it right. I don't think about, what does it do for me? Will I be attacked? My God is truth, and God is truth. And it's so easy. You know, they've learned with the different AIs, that's the reason it is true, Grok is four times better, not hallucinating or lying, even in independent studies, came out last week, that because they don't program it to be politically correct or lie. It still pulls, though, from general sources, so it gets stuff wrong. But the point is that having it not lie, it's much quicker, and because when you have to lie, you got to think about it first, instead of like, what do you already know is true? So I want to get Dr. Kirk Elliott on. We'll listen to about 45 after, and I'm going to shift to all this other news to talk about the economic issues of this. And again, I wish, you know, we had bigger crew like we used to have, but under the attacks, we used to have 6, 7, 8 more production people who could just get our guests making predictions. But we don't need to do that. I'm sure somebody on X or InfoWars fan on X does a great job, or all of them. I want you to go back in the last 2+ years of Elliott, but the last year of him warning about Strait of Hormuz, don't go into Iran, how the globalists want to trigger this global economic downturn to kill the recovery, that then puts them back in the driver's seat to control the new currency coming out, to stop the dollar, and how this is COVID 2.0 to destroy the Trump recovery. Because Kirk called it all. And how powerful would it be to show him saying it a year ago? Because I know he said it. The point is, we have on who is right. And what does he know? He's just been in the gold and silver business 25 years, starting from nothing, and has the biggest in North America, because the best service, the best prices, the best quality. He has a sponsor. But that's a side issue. He's the most accurate. You know how hard it is to become the number one silver and gold broker in North America? That is more impressive, the fact that he's an economist and a theologian. He was on Focus on the Family Board of Directors. The point is, he's not a small fry. He's a smart guy. So I want to bring this up first. One day until Trump's self-imposed 5-day deadline. One day until Trump's self-imposed 5-day deadline on Iran, but markets appear increasingly numb because they know it's bull. Trump just said an hour and a half ago, oh, they want to give up. We won. Been hearing that for 23 days. Iran dismisses U.S. ceasefire plan as attacks persist. Why Trump only has a month left to end the war? They've done the actuaries. Already it may be too late. It may derail the recovery. War hits global economy as OECD seeing 4.2, that's the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, seeing a 4.2 U.S. inflation. That's the Marshall Plan globalist corporation saying that. I don't think Montino knows what that is. Putin signs order to limit gold exports. What's that mean? The dollar is trending like a petrocurrency. What I'm watching in metals, and we're going to get to it all right now with Dr. Kirk Elliott, and then what the Iranian military chief is saying. Please invade. That's what we want. KEPM.com/gold, so they know that it came from us. The best place to get gold and silver at wholesale, and they can sell it back with no fee. Nobody does that. Nobody does that. Unreputable groups claim they do. It's a lie. That's why he's number one at the best prices and buys it back at whatever wholesale is. And they got it right now ready to ship to you. I would take them driving it down right now with what they've been announcing as a buying opportunity, as I've told you. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much for being here with us today. Thanks for sitting there during my 10-minute intro.
It's so great to be with you, Alex. And, you know, this is some of the weirdest stuff that we've ever seen, in the sense of not weird because we called it. Literally, we talked about the Strait of Hormuz and what was going to happen to oil if the supply lines are shut off. And people will say, well, there is no issue in the supply of oil, but there's issues in the transportation of oil, which is an issue in the supply of oil. Because if you can't get there, it's not available, right? So this Strait of Hormuz is a big deal, Alex, which is what we called a long time ago to prepare people financially on how to take advantage of this horrible situation, right? So you just said tomorrow is the 5-day deadline that Trump imposed. You know, with the 15-point plan that the Trump administration gave Iran, well, they countered back yesterday with their own 5-point plan, saying, we're not going to comply. We're rejecting that. And instead, this is what we want. We want a halt to the killing of Iranian officials. We want to make sure that no other war is waged against us. We want reparations for the war, an end to all hostilities, and we want to exercise sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz. Okay, the last one, Trump's never going to agree to having Iran have sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz when oil is the most important commodity on earth. And with all the electronics and everything else, silver is the second most important commodity on earth. So like we talked about, this isn't going to be a 2 or 3 day incursion. A few weeks ago, we talked about that. This, I don't know how long it's going to last. Nobody does. Is it going to be a week? Is it going to be months? Is it going to be years like Afghanistan? We don't know, but when you're dealing with a terrorist rogue nation that has true ideological religious differences that Israeli officials are trying to squash, the United States is trying to squash, obviously, Alex, they are going to fight back. And this is not going to be a short-lived thing, which is why Eric Prince, back when he said oil is going to go to $150 a barrel, I believe that guy. He knows international conflict probably better than almost anybody with what he's done, right? So this is where this is going to go. Now, what happens if there is no diplomatic resolution by tomorrow? See, this is where people don't think there's going to be one. The markets have turned numb. Remember back 9/11, way, way back. Right. If you were to have something cataclysmic like this, the market shut down. It was a complete, utter collapse. Then you see what happened in 2009, complete, utter collapse. You've got big news, like no oil to the rest of the world, and the markets are numb to it. They're numb to it. Right. Until something really bad happens. And are these the, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but are these the international bankers, the media desensitizing us to horrible news because there's something more horrible coming, right? I mean, I look at this and I think we're desensitized to this, but this is a really big deal because higher priced oil, when oil is used in literally everything, Alex, from the manufacturing of my shirt to transportation to all industrial manufacturing stuff, because everything uses a machine with gears on it, right? This is going to cause global inflation. How do you slow down global inflation? By raising interest rates, which is a counter to what Trump has been complaining to Jerome Powell to for years. It's like, you've got to lower interest rates to stimulate this economy. Brother, Iran knows this, right? They know that to get Trump out of office, which is their biggest stumbling block, you get the U.S. economy to falter during the midterm elections, and the conservatives will not win in the midterms, meaning Trump loses momentum. and Iran as a proxy for China kind of starts to win this battle. But we as investors are actors living out this chapter of this movie, and we have to identify these issues and these problems that we are not going to fix, Alex. We're not going to fix anytime real soon, not when this is an ideological religious war at the core, turning into a political war, turning into an economic war. This is going to have ramifications across the board for
Israel
everything.
Israel has other goals than us, and it's basically running policy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. And now we're dragged into that somehow, right? It's like, and I'm not saying that I'm in favor of Iran's regime. Absolutely not. They're a terrorist nation, Alex. Things need to change, but war is not good. And when Trump,
well, plus
is out
it's
there,
not working as the Pentagon warning. I mean, it was not going to work anyways. What's the debate about?
Yeah. And my bigger concern is for the vitality of the American economy moving forward. When Mueller died and Trump says, I'm glad that he's dead so nobody else gets hurt. When he says, I don't want peace in the Middle East, we're in Iran, we're going to destroy you. Those kind of comments during an election year are not going to win votes. I mean, this is the problem moving forward, because Trump has done so many, many good things to stimulate the economy. Tariffs, I think, are a great thing to get other countries to pay the taxes so we don't have to. But this is my prediction. It is not going to end anytime soon. Even if you see a diplomatic resolution, I don't think it's going to last, Alex. I don't think it's going to last, because Iran is not going to give up unless they have sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz, which Trump is never going to give them.
Well, that's right. Their offer is one that we won't take. Our offer is one they won't take. And anytime Israel wants, they're going to go attack it. And we have a deal with Israel that if they attack, we'll attack. So Israel literally runs our foreign policy on that. That's why that should stop.
It is. And during all of this, you know, during these times of conflict, the dollar is going up because it's been the world's reserve currency forever. But under the sheets here, it's looking not as what people would deem to be the norm, right? So Putin just did something that kind of exposes what comes next, right? And so people are going to say, how is what Putin did exposing what comes next? Because he is stopping the export of gold starting May 1st to the rest of the world. Why would he do that? Is this just about gold? No. It has to do with the underlying economy and the volatility that he is expecting, that the rest of the world is actually expecting. Because let's play this out a little bit. So the U.S. dollar is the petrodollar, has been used for all oil purchases since the Nixon administration. Well, what is India doing? They're using the United Arab Emirates dollar, Chinese yuan combo to basically import Chinese goods. That creates surplus capital. So this surplus capital is rotating into gold for Russia. Now think, if gold is allowed to freely trade, then what? This entire loop weakens, right? So Putin is saying, we don't want final settlement in the U.S. dollar. They're doing the opposite. They're keeping gold domestically to strengthen their position. And this new,
because they're betting on it going up, coming, despite the fact they're artificially suppressing it now, like holding a beach ball underwater, it's going to blow straight back up. Let's see your analysis and predictions that have always come true. Straight ahead, stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that. when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, Methylene Blue Tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexHomeStore.com. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have competition for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAlexShowStore.com. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexHomeStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now here's the deal. I'm not giving Trump a pass on all the stuff he's been doing for 26 days. But if he was a Democrat, I was just thinking about it in the break, I would have had the crew do it. And I've seen a few, but they're not even as strong as you could do it. I mean, some days, four or five times, he says, we've won the war, we're about to win the war, they're totally obliterated, they're trying to negotiate, and then meanwhile, it's the opposite. And then when I talk about it, people go, oh, you're a traitor, you're undermining the war, Trump. I study this, all the war games, private corporations, governments, Pentagon told him don't do it. They gave him less than 10% shot that the objective, which was regime change, would work. Because that's illegal, though, to preempt the attack for regime change. They said, oh, we're getting their missiles. Yeah. And the Iranians have hung on 26 days, and they're just getting stronger. But the Pentagon has convinced Trump, and that's confirmed from my sources. It's in the news, though, that they show him a two-minute video every morning of airstrikes. And he goes, look, we're blowing it all up. They don't care about that. And half of it is, just like we did in World War II, it's made out of balsa wood or it's blow-ups. It's balloons. It's fake tanks. It's fake missile launchers. Just like they use a $50,000 drone and we use, you know, 18 missiles at it that cost, you know, $15 million. You're like, God, you like the Iranians? We don't live in a fantasy world, okay? Warfare is mathematics. If you don't know that, you don't understand. The average American thinks that the military is boots on the ground, which is key, and are great people, and the warriors out there, you know, great people. But war has always been about the mass, your soldiers, food, supply chains, how big is your enemy, how long can you go, what's the objective? And because how the Shiite system works, we could send in hit teams or use space-based decapitation weapons. And meteor gun, DU SABOs, X-ray lasers, those are particle beam directed systems, particle beam neutron bomb type hybrids. That's all the secret stuff. Okay, there's a lot more I don't know about. The stuff I know about is dribbled out in this old stuff, and the old stuff's like Buck Rogers. The point is that this is quicksand. And the analysts are saying at the big banks, there's a month for Trump to turn this around. I don't even know if that's the case economically yet. Maybe we can't even pull out of this. And then what comes out of it? Because here's the deal. Trump can declare victory and stop, which I begged him to do day one. Oh, we just got his missiles. Okay, yeah, whatever. But Israel doesn't want that. They want regime change. And the Pentagon wants that, at least the hawks that, you know, Trump went with. So even if Trump tries to get out of this and wants an off-ramp, they don't want one now because they know in 6 months the West will reload with weapons and just attack them again. So they've now committed to total war, total commitment. And so this is Vietnam on steroids. Dr. Kirk Elliott, top economist, researcher, predicted it all. Got caught up on the break getting into a point, but I want you to also walk through that of the scenarios. If this goes on a month, 2 months, 3 months, why are analysts at J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, the OECD, which is above them, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, why are they saying 1 month or global recession?
Because if oil gets to $150 a barrel, the global inflation is so massive, people aren't going to be able to afford to really buy stuff. I mean, is this going to be a progression, right? It's not like one day they're not going to be able to afford to buy stuff, but it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. When people can't afford to buy stuff, The markets have to slow down because there's no revenue to corporations. Best Buy isn't selling things. Walmart will have to slow down selling things, right? Because if people aren't buying, ultimately their stocks go down. When people aren't buying, they're not going to hire as many people because they're not growing. See, this is why the price of oil is so important and why they have to try to keep it down. Well, just this morning, gold bumped up to over 100, right? So this is a big deal. And what was it prior to this war starting? It was in the upper 60s. I mean, it's gone up a lot in just a few weeks' time. And it's probably going to go up another 50% if this continues to linger on for the next few weeks. I mean, this is why those economists at JP Morgan and everywhere else are saying this could end up in a global recession. How are economies around the world going to try to get us out of a global recession? They are going to print money. They stimulate. It's an inflate or die scenario, which means then that you slow down inflation with rising interest rates. That's going to put even bigger damper on economic growth globally. See, this all adds volatility, which is right before the break, we were talking about what Putin did and limiting the exports of gold. What does this tell us about volatility? That he expects massive volatility ahead, because during volatility, capital tries to leave. Hard assets get drained. It's like, what have we talked about for half a year? LBMA in London having their stockpiles of gold and silver drained. CME and COMEX in America having their inventories drained, right? So hard assets are draining. And what is Russia doing? Putin's not stupid. He's front running that risk, right? Because If trade moves away from non-US dollar assets, meaning trust in fiat currency diminishes, then countries are going to start to accumulate gold, which is exactly what Russia is doing, right? And so gold is not just going to rise, Alex. it's going to be repriced as a monetary asset again, I believe, right? And so silver, even more so along with it, because silver is an industrial metal, right? So we've seen over the last few weeks a forced liquidation in silver, right? By ETFs, meaning they have to liquidate to cover their short positions. This is why the price came down in the midst of massive demand and ultra low supply. It's like, well, if you got low supply and high demand, Kirk, you've always said prices are going to go up. Then why did it come down? Because of forced liquidations. This is not a structural shift in the market. Everybody needs to realize that, especially like I've gotten this horribly negative comments. Kirk, you were wrong. And their price came down a lot and I just bought. And I had one awful listener of InfoWars that said, Kirk, I hope you die of cancer from rectal cancer. It's like, what? Because the price came down because of an artificial lowering of price?
But when it went down a month and a half ago, but then went back up, you explained, they admitted it was forced liquidation to cover short selling and put options.
It was. And the supply is getting worse and the demand is staying the same or going up, right? Because of all the electronic usage. So
yeah, but here's the thing. You came on over 2 years ago when, you know, it was like less than a third of what it is now. We explained there's going to be these trends, but you look at the trend, it's this. Okay. So just because of the industrial use. So
yeah,
you know, what I've noticed is when people get mad though, they stay mad and never want to admit they were wrong. Just don't be mad.
They never want to
prove it right again. Just, we love you. Jesus loves you. But, you know, the best investment has been silver the last 2+ years running, and just sit back and watch.
Yeah. I mean, this pullback that we've seen just brings us back to where we were the end of December. Like literally, silver at the beginning of the year on January 1st was $71 an ounce. So really close to that. It's not like years of growth. In January of 25, silver was $28 an ounce. People forget how much it's grown, right? So this doesn't bother me at all because it's a temporary blip because the fundamentals of the market haven't changed. And Jesse Colombo with the bubble report, has shown some graphs how technically speaking, when you have a technical pattern that looks like a descending triangle, right? It's like this triangle, like a pennant formation. It explodes after that. This is where we are right now.
Let me just stop you because I'm glad you raised this. We have explained every time you're on, and I specifically said, hey, Kirk, we have all the built-in stuff, the industry, we have to have it, the Pentagon moving in to do its own mining and smelting, we have to have it. Look at the trend up, and look how you have drops here. This is what happens. Some days it goes up 20. I said, that's so volatile, I bet there's going to be profit taking. Yeah, boom. People are bitching about this. Well, I mean, what else is doing that? I mean, I'm so sorry. We're horrible. We apologize. We told you this. And we're not God. But if you look at this in a market, there isn't anything that's sure with everything that's built in. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, that's all we're saying. And after a large stage of growth, you're going to have a pullback and consolidation. Then you have another large stage of growth. And then you have pullback and consolidation. Well, we're in the pullback and consolidation, but the next breakout, Jesse Colombo, who I think is absolutely brilliant researcher. Everybody should subscribe to his newsletter. He's amazing. He thinks we're going to 150. It's like, Alex, what have I said that we're going to go to with you? 150, you know, and we'll probably be back. Probably. I'm not God. I don't guarantee anything. I don't control the markets. But we should be back to triple digits within the next 60 days. That's what I think. And then moving forward from that, right? But
explain, it's not just the negative shorts they're covering and profit taking. They've been squeezed. There's not enough money out there. This is what people are also profit taking because this, and that's why governments and industries are hoarding silver and gold. It's just they know. I mean, this is not rocket science.
It's not rocket science, and they are expecting volatility and some kind of a financial reset in the market. So how do we know? A, what we just talked about with Putin. What does Putin know that we don't? What are the big bankers and institutional firms doing? Look at what Apollo just did. Alex, remember over a year ago, we talked about that book, The Great Taking, which is basically you don't own your assets in the bank. The bank does. When you give up control in a bank deposit, they are using it to invest.
That's the world reserve currency, folks. That's the
yes.
central bank digital currency. That's the cash of society is they forcefully pool your car, your house, your debt, your everything into a big giant pool, and now it's all turned into a derivative.
Yes, and you give up ownership of your own money in the bank because
you
that's how banks
and
make
be
money.
Happy.
Yes. So how do we know this? Look what Apollo Capital Management did this week. This week, they capped redemptions and they told people it's like in British pounds, 1.2 billion British pounds, they capped redemptions saying you can't get your money out. Sorry. And people thinking, what? This is my money. I should be able to get it out.
By the way, you predicted over a year ago that would probably start in England or in some of the regional banks in the U.S.
And it did. And it absolutely did that. So Apollo isn't the only firm. BlackRock, one of the largest financial institutions on the planet. They basically control the world. It's like, how could they suspend redemptions if they're so big? Don't they think they can just go to the Fed and have them print money for them? No, they suspended redemptions and they put a cap on 5%. If you've got $100,000 in there, you're only getting $5,000 out. They put a cap on it. Blackstone, one of the largest real estate investment trusts on the planet, kind of hid the fact that they've got capitalization issues. They found money somewhere and they injected $400 million
and
into this.
And what I've read over the years of my sources, isn't Blackstone a precursor to BlackRock? They're all interconnected, we know. And isn't Blackstone basically at the heart of BlackRock?
Yeah, what they're doing is using institutional money to buy houses, so then that makes housing more unaffordable for us. And then when we have to foreclose on it, they're buying it up at a huge discount. I mean, this is the game that they're playing.
So let me hear your, we're limited time, and I got a few other questions for you. They're important about the obvious insider trading going on inside, all over the place with the inside knowledge of what Trump's going to do, and where that's going, and watching Lutnick, who got caught betting against his own tariffs that he wrote. And then the Supreme Court justice said, this is written wrong. You would have won if it was done correctly. And Lutnick bet billions by buying the insurance on that. And the big signs we're seeing of insider trading there. But big picture, I know you don't make predictions of what you think Trump's going to do because he's erratic. But just what are your general predictions about where we're at right now? And what do you think Trump should be doing right now? And then the question about insider trading and the rest of it. And, of course, if they do send in the Marines and Army, which they've been told you're going in. Now, they tell them that they want to expect it when it happens. But that happened in Venezuela. And then I have to, like, keep watching all the propaganda, talk to sources, because none of us know everything, because it's all what Trump decides. But and he doesn't know what he's going to do yet. But I smell it. We're moving into the attack. There's a big tug of war, and I hear we're losing, Kirk. I mean, you know, Lindsey Graham's really has got Trump's here, and he's telling him 2,000 Marines can conquer basically the whole Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, I mean, there's another fleet, airborne fleet going over to the Middle East right now, right? So really, I think what we need is a diplomatic solution and fast. I don't think we're going to get it, right? But this is what needs to be done if the conservatives are to win the midterms. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that's almost a foregone conclusion that sadly we lose the midterms. This is a problem for the U.S. economy moving forward, right? These big institutions are seeing that, which is why they're suspending redemptions of our money because they need to keep it in house or they don't have it, right? So how do you protect yourself from that? You have to get out of the system as we know it. You have to get out of this paper system. Banks are undercapitalized. You go into tangible assets. When this trend starts to happen, even what Putin is doing, what other countries are doing, allocating into precious metals, they will go up in time, Alex. And just don't let these day-to-day fluctuations scare you. They're day-to-day fluctuations. In the end, everything always boils down to fundamentals. Low supply, high demand, prices are going to go up. I think we will see not just low triple digits, but we could see hundreds of dollars for the price of silver by the end of the year. I think gold could be $6,000 to $7,000 by the end of the year. Why? Because geopolitical concerns usually trump economic concerns when it comes to tangible assets.
And let's expand on that. The government's institutions are moving in heavily more than ever. It's a no-brainer. But what about this? Obviously, 35,000 foot view. The globalists admit they use COVID to derail Trump's recovery plan. They don't want prosperity. They want austerity, great reset. He's being advised one-dimensionally, Iran's bad. They could have weapons. Let's take them out. Okay. Why they bought the Strait of Hormuz? He wasn't even warned about that. Then he says, we've won. Then it just continues. But the globalists above this, they're making record profits. This is put, you know, this long-term is going to bring in the cashless society. This is clearly how the establishment is going after enemy Iran and sabotaging American hegemony and really killing Trump's great 1776 plan. Do you agree with that statement?
I do. And I do completely. And we have to realize when banks start to fail and this fiat-based money system collapses, it's not like these rich bankers and these institutions and the Rothschild dynasty and all these central banks are actually losing. They're actually gaining power. Because what are they going to replace the system with? A central bank digital currency, which they still control. But now they can flip the switch of allowing you to access your funds for if they don't like you for political reasons or religious reasons or whatever else. To say, no, you're separated from your money.
They won't just control your bank account. They'll control your mortgage, your car, everything.
They control you if they control your spending. That is the end goal of what this is all about. We warned about this 2 years ago. It was one of the first shows we ever did. We talked about central bank digital currency. Now this stuff is coming to fruition. And it's like, we warned people, Alex. We warned it because we saw the writing on the wall. And this, I believe, is a plan not for them to lose money. It's for them to gain power. And ultimately, that is what they're after.
Well, I want to give you an historical perspective, which is well known. It's in mainline history books. It's not a secret. The ADL 30 years ago would say you're racist or what anti-Semitic we're talking about. No, it's just the Rothschilds. We're already the most powerful banking family in Europe. They wrote books about it, bragged how they were in all the five big nations. They financed wars from both sides. They, in the, you know, second Napoleonic War, was it 1815-14, Battle of Waterloo, send a carrier pigeon to a fast corvette ship. It races across, gets there in the middle of the night, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours ahead of everybody, and says, oh my God, Lord Wellington was defeated. Napoleon has won. British military, Prussian military wiped out. Stock market dropped 99%, and Jacob Rothschild literally bought up the entire British Empire for pennies on the dollar. The Rothschilds do this over and over and over and over again, and that is the replay happening right now, and this is the setup. And Israel knows, the Rothschilds know, the British Empire knows, they are all running this, they are all consolidating power, and they are not just going to own all what's left of U.S. corporations, the BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard Consortium was already 87%. They are going to own everything, including you. So if you think the Federal Reserve and this whole history has been bad, this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen.
Just the beginning. What we're seeing in the Strait is I think, America's attempt to keep the U.S. dollar as the petrodollar. The BRICS nations, China, Iran, the rest of the global establishment do not want that. This is the battle of maintaining a currency as the world's reserve currency, and I think the U.S. is losing. I think they're losing on this one. Hate to say it, but I think we're losing.
They're telling Trump he's defending the dollar. No, he's preparing for its fall, and then this new global currency, the Rothschilds run, coming in.
I agree. I mean, we're entering into a digital world, whether we like it or not. We can say we don't want it. We're going to get it. Right. Everything's moving digital. This is why the Genius Act, stable coins, having the U.S. dollar as the main traded currency on the blockchain is one of the last ditch attempts to save the U.S. dollar from collapse. And ultimately, I think it will, until other currencies actually are traded as stable coins. But this is one of, I believe, Trump's plans to save the U.S. dollar, is allow stable coins on the blockchain, which is about the Genius Act, all of these different things that we're seeing. How can we get tokenization of other assets, including currencies, with every security under the sun on the digital map? Right. This is why MasterCard just spent $1.8 billion on this little known crypto company, because what do? they make fiat currency move into the blockchain because this is where the world is headed. Now, you can either decentralize yourself in that or you can go into the beast system of central bank digital currency, which gold and silver.
That's right. This system is coming in. We have to affect it. And Trump was doing a good job of making sure it was decentralized and under Western control, U.S. control. He's not thinking, understanding the economics and how this plays out in the larger sector. Now, briefly, what do you think Trump should do right now? And then B, let's do a plug for Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, the most successful silver and gold wholesaler in the United States. You know what daily wholesale is? You call, you get it, you get a consultation, and then you can sell it back for no cost. This is the place. Anywhere else where it's not that clear, it's a scam. That's why he's the highest rated. Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. I would take their manipulation of this down, like I said a month ago, as a buying opportunity, pop back up, back down, but the general trend is up, up, up. Kirk Elliott, give us a two-minute pitch.
I mean, I think, number one, we need to have a diplomatic solution in this Iranian war. Number two, you need to do what stimulates an economy. What stimulates an economy? Lowering taxes, lowering interest rates. Those are the two big things. A decoupling from the Federal Reserve would be absolutely fantastic. Lowering people's taxes in an election year would be great, absolutely phenomenal to get votes to try to win the midterms. So those two things, you know, start to promote legislation and stimulate demand for the U.S. dollar, like what they're doing with the stablecoin bill and things of that nature. Yes, I think that's great. But when you start to look at other countries that are allocating into physical metals like gold and silver, we need to start doing the same thing as a country. Now, whether the country does it or not, we can do it. This is what we've been helping people do for decades, right? Is you can do what the big boys are doing. Just you don't have to do it by the ton or by the tens of thousands of ounces. Just buy gold by the ounce. Buy silver in $1,000 increments, right? And start to shore up your position, getting out of the system, going into tangible assets, which is what the big boys are doing. This is what the central banks are doing. And we can do the same. Look, when we started,
it's like following Pelosi, who outperformed the best stockbrokers almost 3-1. You know, she's insider trading. When you see the globalists, you know, buying silver and gold as fast as they can get it nonstop, when they manipulate it down, but you see the overall trend going up, you know what's going on. It's not hard.
It's not hard. And when we started doing shows together a couple years ago, silver was in the 20s. Even after this correction, it's at 70. That's phenomenal growth.
And, right? And we're going into triple financial instruments as well.
Yeah. 401ks. If you have an old 401k, roll it into an IRA. We can do IRAs. You can do physical storage. You can take delivery at home. There's a way that we can help you get out of harm's way. Just call us and we'll
amazing.
Guide
Kirk
you.
Kirk Elliott, thank you for the full hour. James O'Keefe with exclusive news. Trade ahead. Thank you, Kirk. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big Panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Alex Jones.
How would you describe him?
He's a hugely influential conspiracy theorist.
His ravings are untethered from reality.
It's a nasty piece of work, but I think he's also a deflating windbag.
He's not right in the head.
I'm very pro-free speech, and the word dangerous is used far too liberally. In his case, I think it's actually justified.
Yeah. Could he be a threat to American democracy?
Everyone thinks he's a crazy motherfucker, and they never heard him talk. They think he's just nuts. And he is crazy, he is. But you gotta be crazy to stand in front of the world and put your ass on the line and say the things he's saying. So you gotta be a little crazy. It's like a rock star, like Axl Rose. Oh, he's crazy. Yeah, he's Axl.
There is a war for your mind.
Information is to unlock.
Information warfare.
I come to you with a spring in my step, a song in my heart, emotionally and spiritually refreshed, because you know how, as humans, we have to accept. Well, by the grace of God, sometimes bad things happen to Alex Jones.
That's a good thing.
The despicable and ridiculous Alex Jones
deserves every minute of torture.
Woo! I don't like giving people like Alex Jones a platform, but
what do you do? He's out there.
Tucker Carlson continues to fawn over Jones, calling
him one of the most important truth tellers in America today.
What does it mean for the future of InfoWars?
This is InfoWars, right?
I think everybody wants to know, will
he be shut down?
This verdict shuts down Alex Jones? Good.
I guess the good guys just won the InfoWars.
He is the number one threat to these people.
Take the bullhorn away.
You know, kicked us off the internet, tried to ban our IP, got banks to cancel us, lawsuits, censorship, investigations from the FBI. I mean, everything has been thrown at us.
Take him out. Make certain he can't rebuild the platform.
That's what matters.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
InfoWars.com lives. People can come to my show every day, 11 a.m. Central, and they can hear what I'm actually saying, Piers, versus what you're trying to put in my mouth.
You got God's warriors coming together like the SWAT team of free thought.
It has become more than ever a litmus test as to whether you get what's going on in the world or not.
This is InfoWars, right?
If you don't get what Alex Jones represents, if you can't recognize that Alex Jones is the real deal, you don't get anything.
We're going to give this information on InfoWars.
So no concept of the wider perspective here. If you still can't see through the lies that are telling you that Alex Jones is somehow not who he says he is, you still can't get it.
We've been fighting this battle for a long time, Alex, and we just got to salute you as a Christian and as American, because you paved the way to make braver soldiers like us today.
This is about good versus evil and God fighting the devil. You got to pick a side now.
InfoWarriors.
All we ever do is promote human freedom of every race, color, and creed. Our message is really imperative for everyone to understand, like, this is the way out. It's about understanding that every single human being has a right to live their life the way they want, unmolested and uncontrolled by those with more power than them. So no matter what they say about us, no matter how they want to portray us, just know that InfoWars really represents something totally unique, totally special, and an existential threat to the most vicious, evil, totalitarian, and importantly, miserable people on the earth. Who is the number one player in all of this, who is the number one symbol of alternative media and, you know, internet content. It is
the legend that is Alex Jones, and you were fighting on the front line, and now we're here with you. You got some other superheroes, part of the Avenger movie, fighting for Christ and free speech.
Folks, we really are going to save this country. We really are going to save this planet.
On InfoWars, think about that for a second.
They're going to remember Alex Jones. They're going to remember InfoWars.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
I'm on a mission to never forget. Denies of people that I've never met. We want the matches and all that we get. Some kind of shit about a terrorist threat. Lies, 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 lies.
Well, the all-star MVP for decades that inspired so many other investigative journalists is with us for the next 25 minutes, James O'Keefe at James O'Keefe III on X, OKeefeMediaGroup.com. Has broken three or four big stories last week, but two in just the last couple days that are so massive, red-handed buying votes. You name it, and I appreciate him coming on live on this Thursday transmission to set the table on this and then ask the question, what's the DOJ doing? We're so close to the midterms. What's happening there? So much incredible info coming out, not just from you, but others. And then before you go, I got to get your view on Iran and that whole fiasco. So, James O'Keefe, it's good to have you.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on.
So it's a lot. It's been viral, but boil it down. The two big stories you just broke.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, this is part of what we're calling the Justice League. It's not just me. It's other citizen journalists that I work with and admire. They don't work for me, but we're all working together on the exact same topic at the exact same time, breaking a video each day, every single day, until somebody gets arrested. And I'm confident that someone will be arrested, although it's discouraging sometimes. But the two big ones that I broke, my team broke here, were the first one where they were paying homeless people in Los Angeles to register to vote. That's a federal felony. The Department of Justice has jurisdiction. So petitioners were giving cash money. We caught it 28 times just in a few days on tape. This is a criminal act. It's not circumstantial evidence. It's not hearsay. It's not smoke. No, there's actual fire. And then the second video that we dropped this week was where they're giving people, the petitioners are giving homeless people the names of California registered voters they're getting from some list. And they're asking the homeless to forge the signatures of those voters on California ballot petitions. That's a California felony. Multiple crimes caught on tape. We went to the homes of those voters that they were forging the signatures of and spoke with them. You see on screen me at their doors asking them what they think. We got
just
the reactions.
Just like you did with
outrage.
Act Blue, and then everybody else copied it, which is great. And then I've been there a few indictments, I guess, on that. But in that case, it's giving donations in their name. It's just incredible. Please continue.
Yeah, so we knocked on those doors, and they had an unbelievable reactions to the people I spoke with. The one guy said, well, I keep getting a ballot in this person's name. The woman's name was Vicky. And he says, Vicky hasn't lived here in 10 years, and we keep getting Vicky's ballot. So it's very – we've heard a lot about election fraud. Everyone talks about it for now half a decade. We all know that elections are stolen. But actually, we never actually get the actual crime on tape. These tapes show federal felonies and state felonies on tape. Now, the good news is, Alex, your audience may or may not know this, Governor Newsom has responded. He was not critical of me. He said,
oh,
this
I'm
is
sorry.
A crime.
That was a whole other angle. I should have led with that, what, 3-4 days ago. Newsom has now joined the investigation and says he supports you.
That's what he said. Now, listen, some of your audience, well, that's questionable. Is O'Keefe controlled opposition? Listen, no. It's not that he's
no,
I'm working
knows
with
you
him.
Caught him. These people, you caught him red-handed.
Yeah, so when you actually catch the crime on tape, it's a little bit different because they can't. I mean, they're disenfranchising voters. This is now a civil rights violation. It's not a left-wing thing or a right-wing thing.
So he has to act like he's in support of stopping fraud because you've got the smoking gun.
That's it. So Governor Newsom has responded. The Secretary of State of California has now responded. They're working to try to get to the bottom of this. The Los Angeles District Attorney has responded. Mayor Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, has said, of course, she's against fraud. The United States Attorney in California, his name is Bill Asalia, he tweeted out a message saying that they need to go after this with the full authority. But as of today, nobody has been arrested. And, we're going to keep dropping more tapes until somebody is arrested. It's a constitutional crisis if nobody is arrested when the crime is actually on tape. And if you look at the screen there, you see a list of currently registered California voters that the petitioners and coordinators in the state of California are giving to the homeless. Now, another part of this story you need to understand is the homeless are only given $5 cash, $3 cash. They're that desperate. They'll do anything for $5. So actually, one of the villains, a woman named Brenda Jones, is in the tape. She says, I'm taking advantage of the homeless's vulnerability. So the homeless in this story are the victims. They're being exploited by these fraudsters who are doing it in broad daylight for the world to see. And on tape, you see Gavin Newsom Staven. He said, quote, the activity is a felony. Anyone caught engaged in this activity should be investigated and prosecuted. That's according to the Deputy Director for Rapid Response for Governor Newsom.
Well, it is a big deal, and I should have led with that. Newsom coming out and saying, yeah, no, O'Keefe, great, we were going to investigate this. But obviously, we want to know who's funding these groups. Who is sending out all these canvassers to engage in these felonies? Do we know that yet?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be coming out with next. I'm being very strategic about this, Alex, for good reason. If I put everything out at the same time, it'll probably just be ignored. Like everything else is ignored, isn't it? No one's arrested for anything. And I said to Benny yesterday, and I'll say it again to your audience, without accountability, what's the point? Like, why should I even continue doing this?
And, of course, I'm begging the question. You let me know off record. This is what you're bringing out tomorrow. it's hard to top the other stuff you've done. This is ultra smoking gun, huge, goes right to the top. Can you give us a little foreshadowing? And does it come out tomorrow or does it come out next week? When?
Well, probably next week, probably early next week, definitely by early next week. Yeah, we did go and find who the bosses were. We even got copies of checks that were written from the bosses to the coordinators and petitioners. So we got their name, we paid them a visit, we recorded them, and that's what's going to be coming out next. We're going to go to find out who's at the top, the mid-level to the top level, and we're working really fast, the citizen journalists in the field, to find out who's funding this. I know your audience wants to know who's behind it. We're going to show you who's behind it, brick by brick, and we're going to keep putting out a video every day, each day, until somebody gets arrested.
And there's also all the border stuff you're doing with Anthony Rubin and others. It's hard to even keep track, but what you're doing is so important, like a Green Beret behind enemy lines or an occupied territory, mobilizing the population. We got some more time. We'll get to other parts of this with you, but we have a huge audience of activists out there, and you're like Uncle Sam saying, I want you for the Justice League. This is easier than people think, folks. The corruption is like shooting fish in a barrel, which shows how the DOJ literally sits on their hands or with their thumbs up their butts. How do people get involved in the Justice League?
Yeah, the Justice League, they don't work for me. It's a collective of rock star citizen journalists. Think of it like the Dream Team, like the in the Olympics. Or think of it, you know, like in that sense, like it's like an Olympic Dream Team or Knights of the Round Table. So what can you do? I mean, this is very dangerous. I just want to say that up front. It's my guy got punched in the face. I don't know if you can.
Now we're going to show the video and audio in a moment, but keep going.
Yeah. So, but what you can do, and this is not for everyone, but they're doing it in broad daylight, Alex. So you can go to Los Angeles or San Francisco. There was a guy named JJ who is just a normal guy. He's the one who tipped us off. Just a normal, you know, God fearing guy. You can go out there with your camera and record them doing this. And I actually think that that's what people, if as long as you know the risks involved and as long as you have security, you got to have security or someone there to protect you. You go out there with your iPhone and you record them doing this. You don't have to go as deep and as far as we're going, but you can at least get an instance of it. And if you're really good at what you do, you can be part of this Justice League. I've got Cam Higby, Savannah Hernandez, Anthony Rubin, Jonathan Cho had a report on. We got another guy coming out with a video tomorrow. And I think that's what people can actually do. You know why? Because the FBI and the DOJ, it's tough. They're bureaucracies. It takes months. It just takes forever. And we don't have forever. It's up to us, the citizenry. We should be doing, stop complaining about it. We should be doing the FBI's job because we're the only ones who can do the FBI's job. Otherwise, it gets lost in bureaucracy. It takes months. It takes a year.
Well, that's what Kerry meant by ask not what your country can do for you, but what you do for your country. It doesn't mean go out and like in a communist nation like Cuba and they make you clean ditches or whatever, you know, as a citizen on Saturday morning. It means you want to do something, folks. Nobody's coming to save you. You got to be James O'Keefe. You got to do it. And listen, you don't have to overtly ask questions and you'll be obvious and get hit in the head. I mean, a lot of people, I did this years ago myself. I mean, you could just have a tiny little hidden camera and just get the data and then just send it into James.
Yeah, like Meta glasses. I mean, they make products now that are so available that, you know, you can use your iPhone. Someone actually hid their iPhone in their pocket and recorded over the shoulder of this petitioner quite literally. And this is one of the videos we've got coming out, going through a database of registered voters on a website. This is insanity. And giving those voters, hey, forge their name. That was recorded on an iPhone. And I think, Alex, to your point, yeah, like JFK, that's a great analogy. Ask not what the FBI or the DOJ can do to arrest the people. Ask yourself what you can do to help them do it. And that's exactly the philosophy that I have. That's not necessarily even a criticism of the DOJ, because if I was in charge of the DOJ, I don't think I could do anything with that bureaucracy. I mean, I have some criticisms. But I'm going to save those because I'm going to work my ass off until we get someone arrested.
And so if you're out there watching, you've done and so many others, we have seen hundreds of Somalis get arrested. It's starting to work up the chain, and the governor is not running. So these citizen journalists taking action has a big effect. even if Pam Bondi, you know, was just getting her hair done, and we'd be totally screwed if it wasn't for you. So let me play a few clips here, the full reports on the Keefe Media Group. We also posted at Real Alex Jones on X. Here is just some of the undercover stuff, and then here's the folks getting mad about it and attacking the man with the camera. Here it is.
What?
Sign a petition, get a free cigarette.
One cigarette?
Well, I just need one signature right here, and you get two cigarettes.
But it wasn't just cash that we saw exchanged for signatures. We also saw the homeless being bribed with cigarettes and even drugs, marijuana. And all of that is considered valuable consideration.
Now, why did they attack the camera guy? But what's amazing is they're getting the homeless to commit felonies unknowingly for cigarettes that only worth like a 25 cents. And it is, they're literally selling their soul for pennies. I mean, this is such a crime. They're not only committing a crime, they're roping innocent people in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Brenda Jones was, another part of this tape where one of these fraudsters, she committed a federal felony. Because when you give cash and you say, here's some money, it could be $5, in order for you to register to vote in somebody else's name. I mean, I don't think that's ever actually been captured on videotape ever before. I mean, we'd hear about it. But when you're doing that, when you're committing that crime, what I'm learning, Alex, is so foreign to me and you. Why would you do this for a little marijuana or cigarettes or $5? Because these homeless people are so desperate. They'll do anything for $3. And they don't even know what it is that they're signing. And in fact, some of them pulled me aside and said, James, they're taking advantage of us. I mean, this is pretty remarkable footage that they're admitting that they realize what's happening. By the way, Kim Higbee, in 2 hours, Cam Higbee is one of the greatest citizen journalists out there, along with Nick Shirley and others. Cam Higbee, in 2 hours, has two whistleblowers. This is exclusive to your audience, so you know what's coming. Two whistleblowers who have more of this voter identity fraud and know about it. So now we have people who are turning. They're turning. Maybe even one or two of the bad guys are scared of being exposed, so they're going to come forward on the record and talk about the fraud they're committing.
This is amazing. And it's critical mass, exponential chain reaction. Start over. The great Ken Higbee, you're just now learning from him. What did he just get?
Well, generally, he says two whistleblowers coming forward and more voter identity fraud. So people who are on the inside of this racket are now going on the record in an interview with him in 2 hours from now.
So not only, like you just said, do you have them paying, saying what it's for, committing the felony, and others commit felonies, now with your Justice League, you have whistleblowers turning. You're saying this could teach the FBI how to do their job, or Governor Newsom and the state police.
Yeah, there were two petitioners that are now turning. I'm just reading this from Cam as I sit here talking to you. Cam Higbee, by the way, incredibly talented citizen journalist. Cam Higbee was the guy in Minnesota who got all those Signal chats. He's an incredibly hardworking guy, very brave guy. Cam Higbee was the guy who carried pepper spray and probably saved my producer's life by doing that. There are two petitioners that are turning into whistleblowers to tell the world about how this racket works. This is not just a few incidents. This happens tens, hundreds of thousands of times in the state of California. Why does it matter? Who cares? It's only $5. Well, when you're paying someone to register to vote, you're violating the sanctity of the election.
Well, and so many people show up to vote with their name and get turned away because they've already voted. This happens all over these blue states.
And we spoke to the voters that I spoke to three of them myself personally. They answered the door and they said, what, and the wife of this one guy, she said, what if I wanted to vote on that California petition? Now I cannot. And this is a petition to like tax the rich.
This is stealing someone's vote and it's stealing all of our Democratic Republic. It is the ultimate crime. So Newsom says he's going to do something. The Attorney General says he's going to do something. What's a reasonable timetable to say they're full of crap?
I mean, that's another issue. And I'm fighting my own. I'm fighting the discouragement that many of you feel and the nihilism that many of you feel. But man, I'm telling you, it's tough. I'm going to release a video every day, each day, until somebody is arrested. And if nothing happens, if nobody is arrested, then I've got to reevaluate whether I should even continue doing this.
No, James, because it has in public opinion and gets other people elected, and we've look where we've come from. You 15 years or however long it's been, me 30 years, whatever. I mean, we've come so far. It's frustrating. It's so obvious.
I've been doing this since I was 19. I'm 41, so about 22 years since I was in college. And you've been doing it since you were, I don't know how, teenager or whatever old you were.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing it a long time. But without accountability, our notion of freedom is just an illusion. Now, I understand it's important to educate people. But when you have the actual felony, not the talking about the felony or some guy on a date.
You have it on a silver open and shut platter.
It's literally on a silver platter. So, I mean, not one instance, but, you know, 28, 30, 40, whatever many instances. Listen, what needs to happen is we got to keep releasing more tapes. I'm going to release Cam Higby's got his tape. I've got my tape coming out on Monday or probably Tuesday of the boss and the check. I have a copy of the check. So I have the signature.
You got to come back with us. You got to go in like 4 minutes. Let me ask you a few other questions. This isn't old ground, even though it came out a few months ago. It came out depositions court, and I don't want to attack Veritas totally. I see they still do some stuff. It's like a shadow of itself, but it did turn out it was DOJ inside sabotage. Your crime was making a sandwich or putting a party on for, you know, whatever, $10,000 for the crew.
Stealing a pregnant woman's sandwich.
Yes, you're really, I still see the attacks on you everywhere. It's like, but it's just so ridiculous. But just in a 60-second recap, that didn't get the coverage it should have, that indeed that was a deep state operation.
The Project Veritas taking me out?
Yeah.
Well, although I broke a story about a month ago of the individual on the board. And he said he wanted to make, quote, $100 million. And he said he wanted to kill me. And I'm not making this stuff up. You can play the tape some other time. But the guy, we did a whole sting operation on him. He said he wanted to kill me, Alex. He wanted to be murdered. He said, when Charlie Kirk died, he wished it was me.
Is that the same guy?
So this is the guy on my board.
He bragged that he was an informant for the feds?
That's correct. Same guy. Yeah, he also said he was an informant to the Southern District of New York under Joe Biden. And they had effectively pinched him. They had something bad. This is remarkable footage. He said he had something bad on him and he had to cooperate. Otherwise he would have been perp walked. So we have him on tape saying those things. And that was the guy on the board.
When you did the Pfizer thing and caught them saying we manufacture viruses and release them to make money, I said, you got the vice president, the head of mRNA. I said, they're shutting down Veritas. And they did. I mean, I knew that was
well,
so
and this guy on the board also said that he had a company that could be sold to Pfizer. So yeah, you put all these things together. It's the same thing you guys would suspect. It's kind of a form of blackmail where they,
believe me,
are trying
I've been
to make
through
money.
It. I know. So a few of us are at this level and we're not trying to be superstars here, but I get what you're saying. We're literally at the A game. For us, our names are real people. Our asses are hanging out there. We're not secret avatars. We're not in the basement. We need support. You need support to stay on the field because, you know, we're committed to this, but this is a man's game. And you've done a man's work. And in a minute and a half, just closing, you know, you're going to come back with us next week. This next thing breaks. We love it. James O'Keefe, briefly. I love Trump. Want him to succeed. But my God, we told him he got bad intel. He thought this would fall in 4 days. We've won the war. We have won the war now. Ground troops. In 60 seconds, what do you think about this Iran fiasco?
I don't even know if I want to go there because I gotta be, and I know that might sound like a cop out, but
you're
like,
staying in your lane.
I'm trying. Listen, I am singularly focused on this. Let me just say a few words. I am singularly focused on getting someone arrested in Los Angeles. And Alex, people got upset at me. I'm not going to say who, but they're like, why would you go on this guy's show? Or why are you going on Alex's show? Or why are you going on Benny? And I said, I'll go on Hillary Clinton's show. I'll go on Gavin Newsom's show. It doesn't mean I support them. It doesn't mean I endorse them. And it doesn't mean I'm not going to investigate them. It just means I am singularly focused on helping the president. Right here and right now.
No, and that's very respectable to have your, you know, your, I totally get it. I just, at the same time, I want to win these midterms we've got to have election integrity. We're seeing some movement, but I'm really concerned.
If they don't hold anybody accountable, they're going to lose the midterms. If they don't have perp walks and handcuffs for the stuff that Nick Shirley is exposing, I mean, I think they're going to come after Nick. I'm worried about him, but you've got to arrest somebody somewhere. And that's going to send a shockwave to the citizen journalists, and there's going to be more of us. You got to incentivize
more, and more people will turn state's evidence. James O'Keefe, great job. We'll talk to you soon. Everybody should follow you right now at OKeefeMediaGroup.com. Thank you. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexshowstore.com. We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite like this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexshowstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence. Our circuits are dead. Cannot be cold. My whole life spins into a frenzy.
And InfoWars hits the globalist bone. Oh, you'll know when the bullet hits the bone. For those that don't hunt or never shot a mammal or whatever it is you shoot, if you shoot something, and even if it's got a hollow point or a soft tip, and it's going through just normal tissue, it doesn't open up much. But when it hits a bone, the bullets fragment, and you can, even a smaller caliber, but it's high velocity, tiny hole, 4-inch blast hole on the other side, 300 Win Mag, 338 Lapua, 678 blast point. I've shot hogs in the head, even with a 30-06, 6-7-inch blast hole. I've seen the whole brain blow out when the bullet hits the bone. It's even better in the brain, though, because it goes in and creates a gas pressure, and it's like wadding, and the whole, just the whole side of the head. Well, you saw it with Kennedy at Dealey Plaza. Whole back of the whole back inside is like a mushroom. Why am I going into that right now? I'm just thinking about bullets hitting the bone. My point is, this operation has hit the bone a lot. And that's thanks to your support. All right, here's the deal. And it's my perpetual frustration. It's why a lot of days I'll sit up here late at night and do like 6, 7, 8 reports would do. Because he'll work late whenever I want him to. But I haven't been doing that lately because I've been so busy running around like a chicken with my head cut off. With the Alex Jones Network and the backups and still just, like I said, fighting them to the end, never giving in, never quitting. And notice they don't run hundreds of articles a week about me demonizing and saying we're going to be shut down all the time because they failed so many times. With their fake auctions and private security rating and climbing a building with a gun and they got to close it. And the judge says you're crazy and fires the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department. And people all hear this. It just doesn't sound real. I know. You know, they've tried to indict James O'Keefe a bunch. Now they're trying to indict Nick Shirley. My point is, you want men to stand up for all of our collective rights? We don't like tyrants. We're going to do it anyways. You got to back your warriors. But just look at this headline. I got a bunch of the news hit, but this came out days ago. This is on the top of Yahoo. I wasn't even searching my name, but I just saw on a Yahoo feed on my iPhone. You know, when you open it up, they do those establishment news feeds. Oh, Alex Jones. Alex Jones InfoWars is shutting down, but his disinformation legacy lives on. And it's got me as a snake, Medusa. And it says that I have changed the landscape and launched the whole anti-globalist thing, and I'm a horrible demon. Well, at least they got that part right. But they say he'll be off the air, but his influence will still continue. Off the air? What are you talking about? New owners, new people. I'm just the news director. Satellites, the radio stations, everything, just a new news site. We ain't missing a beat, jackasses. But they're like Trump declaring Iran defeated. They're like, the war is over. He has been defeated. How many times have you heard that? Stephanopoulos asked the Bloomberg's company, the Onions, he owns it through them, and they'll see on InfoWars, even though you didn't pay money, but Jones and people are ready to buy it. It's ours. We got it. Did you? That was almost 2 years ago. So it's just, it's outrageous what these people do. And so without going, I'm going to shoot a report tonight or tomorrow because I'm not going to make the main show on hundreds of radio stations about this. But I'm going to shoot a report and kind of condense down the basic history and then what's currently happening. And people ask, well, will you shut down? I don't know. Because the Texas Court of Appeals, they never wanted us to appeal. They kept claiming, oh, we're negotiating. Oh. And then they weren't. Since we went to the Third Court of Appeals, they were like, how did you do stuff isn't even a law to him? That's a long story. These are all Democrat women on the judges, and they signal they're going to overturn it. Now they've been sitting on it 8 months or something because they know when the Supreme Court gets it 100%, it's done. I'm not getting into all the details. They merged their law cases into a pool, Connecticut and Texas, where if it's overturned here, it's overturned there. They messed up bad, okay? And we've sued them for civil rights violations, which are criminal. We've got whistleblowers. We've deposed them. DOJ, CIA ran it, funded it. Federal. We have it all. the federal judge that was the head bankruptcy judge that stepped down right when my bankruptcy was starting, Judge Jones, his girlfriend ran a law firm that he was giving tens of millions of dollars to out of the court. She was under criminal investigation, so was he. They didn't tell us. They assigned her under the U.S. trustee in the Justice Department, because the Justice Department can come into a case like I'm Enron. And this woman under criminal investigation with the judge, who is being deposed and all this at the time, this didn't come out till later. I'm learning. It was like in Reuters and AP. But it was about them under criminal investigation. And they're being literally deposed and stuff while she's the U.S. trustee lawyer. And they're the ones, the first U.S. trustee the judge fired, not the corrupt judge, Judge Jones, but the other federal judge that replaced him. Lopez was never corrupt. It seemed very, actually very, very straight-laced by the book. Didn't do us any favors, though. But while that's happening, she's the woman that sent the armed security in, and the security company's going, we don't have a warrant or a seizure order. We're not going to do this. And she's telling them, I talked to the security, well, I represent the federal government. You kick them out and close the doors. That was May 31st, 2024. Then they sent in a new U.S. trustee. They go public auction day before. Oh, no auction now. Sell it to Bloomberg and The Onion for nothing. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And now none of their lawyers will talk. This new receiver won't even really talk to us. He's from the state where they had the literal Antifa Soros judge, because they get elected here, Soros funded her, the one that did the show trial at HBO and all that. She goes, okay, you can seize it. Well, that was a year and a half ago. That receiver, who was one of the top ones in the state, he commits suicide. I learned, I guess his wife divorced him. So the other guy they get won't even really talk to us. Says, no, we're not having an auction. Nobody can buy it. The plaintiffs don't want that. They don't want money, of course. They want me shut down. They already raised $300 million off my name playing victim with their fake charities run by the Democrats. And it's only, by the way, four of the 20 families. It's the families. And they won't say a word. They keep their mouths shut now because it was a DOJ investigation of them. But then don't worry, Todd Blanche came flying down like a flying monkey to, you know, get rid of Ed Martin and kick him off what Trump wanted him to do, which was go after government, weaponize, attacking people. And it's never been more cut and dry and red-handed than with me. I mean, it is just red-handed, caught, done. I got the news I want to hit, and the whole next hour with huge news and a huge guest and huge topics I'll tell you about in a little while. But you read this article, it's strange. About 20% of it is true, which is rare. I don't usually see a mainstream media article that has any truth in it. Parts of it are total lies. Like, I'm done, I'm off the air, finally it's over, he'll be off the air. They don't know how this works. How about bigger Dumbo? But you'll see. And then they act like, well, he's been greatly diminished by all our stuff. No. She's a Lord of the Rings analogy. It's not like I'm Sauron and don't have the ring. Okay? I'm not saying I'm like Sauron, but I'm Sauron with the ring, Dumbo. And all the stuff you did to me was the ring, Dumbos. It made me more powerful, more effective, your persecution, you dumbasses. Did it make the Texas rebellion against Santa Ana stronger or weaker when Travis willingly said, I'm willing to pawn sacrifice, when he was sent down there to give Sam Houston time to rally an army? They said, there's letters. Will you go on the suicide mission? And they talked to their few top people. He said, I'll do it. He said, victory or death. He knew 5,000 troops were marching up. He knew he had 180 men. But he was part of something bigger. Now, did they make the Texas Rebellion stronger or weaker? They only like 20 people, whatever, survived. They killed all them and then burned their bodies. There'd be no graves. Did that make the Mexican military and their dictator stronger or weaker? Let me ask the Democrats. Did striking down Obi-Wan Kenobi make him stronger or weaker? And doing it in front of Luke Skywalker, was that a, did that help the dark side or hurt it? You guys don't know. The thing is, you don't know anything because you don't know honor and compendium and will. You think one-dimensionally, first order action. See, I'm like Captain Ahab jumping on Moby Dick with my harpoon. I'm not thinking about getting tied up in the rigging and going under with a whale. I'm trying to bring down the New World Order. Look, give me an example. A political, not violently. Let's say you're the Lexington, okay? And those kamikazes are coming in. Do you think they think they're going home to have some tea for dinner? I love when the left threatens me. You know, we can put you in prison. We can kill you all over the years. I'm like, really? I mean, I did not know that. See, I'm risking my life because I know your tyrants. And I have a job as a warrior to defend people. See, it's my instincts. I'm like a dog trained to do something. A dog bred to do something, like a Labrador wants to work all day grabbing fishing nets for the fishermen and dragging them back into the boat full of fish. That's why I was to sit there for 10 hours with a tennis ball jumping in the river and get back and forth. You see, let me tell you about my pedigree. I destroy tyrants. And so when you smash a club down on my head or you break my jaw, it feels good. Because that's what I do, is I crush you. Because while you're beating my brains out, oh, did you see where my jaws were? Oh, they're around your throat. Do you see where my teeth are? Oh, they're sunk. Oh, bye-bye. Too late. Yes. Fulfilling my destiny. So I love crap like this. I'm Medusa. I'm a Gorgon. And if I look at you, you turn to stone. I guess I am kind of Medusa. A Titan versus a Titan. What are you? The three witches? I don't think you're anything. So, as long as the listeners support us, I won't stop. You heard O'Keefe, because I've talked to him privately, and we're friends. He comes visit us. He's just like, because he's like, I'm all in. I exhaust myself. I just want to defeat these people. You heard him like, I just may quit. I'm like, no, man. Do you realize the core of opinion we won? We're getting all, think how far we've come. Just because stuff's terrible was way worse before. You just know it's happening now. It's like you wake up and your leg's a little swollen and it hurts and it starts getting really infected. And you're, oh, God, a brown recluse bit me. You go to the doctor. That's a brown recluse, sir. Put this medicine on it. We have to cut some of it out. You could lose your leg. It'd be much scarier if you're, like, tied down and see the brown recluse coming forward and it's going to bite you. But it doesn't work like that. We've been getting bit all over. We finally woke up to it. Wouldn't you rather meet something head on? Yeah, here's the difference. People now more and more know what's happening. And it's exponential. And yeah, I saw this video, we'll go to the moment of college kids. And they're not cherry picking over at Jesse Waters. But this is how, on average, beyond ignorant young people are. And it's always been that way, but it's really frightening. Now, the young people that are awake are the most awake I've ever seen. Remember that, you know, Miss North Carolina, whatever, they're like, such as the children, help them, South Africa, black people. That's because they don't have anything. It's all just, and they're asking, what's Iran? They're like, Iran, what? And I mean, a homeless person knows more. But it's okay because we can reach out and rehabilitate people. And I can tell you how many dumbasses I've known that later wake up. It's not that they're inherently low IQ. It's that to them, the whole world is just entertainment and fun and la-la land. But here's the good news. We don't need people that don't know what's going on. They don't count anyways. It is going to be the awake people of every race, color, and creed that have changed the world and will change the world and are changing the world. But back to what I was saying. Then I get to this clip I just talked about. We need your support. Because I don't want to just continue to have my show and Harris's and a few others. I want to go at least 19 hours a day, 5 a.m. to midnight. We have the Alex Jones Network that I don't own, so they can't get it and shut it down. Basic Studios built. Bigger was getting set up. And quite frankly, the new studio is sitting there, part of it, but more of it's got to be done because the money's not there. Now, I know that has to shut us down. People go, whoa, this is real hell. So you'll be all right, but I'd rather just step right over in the big badass one. And I'm like, all right, they'll see. Because we've survived so much, people go, this just can't be real. Well, George Washington survived a long time. He was real, huh? You see the Iranians hanging on. The Vietnamese hanging on. I mean, people, that's what fighters are. I'm not saying I'm buddies with the Iranians or the Vietnamese when they were communists. Another one of our best trading partners. They wanted to be free market, and the CIA said, F you. But they'd rather have an enemy. But my point is that I need your support. I need your help. I need your prayer. And I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we got this great, super high-quality Faraday bag. That's one of the highest quality ones out there. They sell similar ones for over $500. For $249, the last time it came in, it sold out in a day because it only got like 500 of them. They got like three or four times that, but it's already half of them have sold out. It's $249 for regular customers, VIPs, $199. But everybody, when you order, gets an America First Tactical Trench Dagger knife. It's beautiful. It's badass. It says America First, limited edition. That's a modern World War II version trench knife. Brass knuckles, murdered out, skull crusher, 10-inch, razor sharp, double-edged stainless steel blade. And you get two bottles of the Shilajit, of the Irish Sea Moss, of the MKUltra Brain Booster, of the Atomic Defense Immune Booster, and of so much more in the bag. But it's all full of these. Let's do another video showing all the internal pockets and things. I mean, this is a badass backpack. And again, if you don't know what a Faraday cage is, your laptop, your iPad, your phone, everything's tracked by corporations, criminals, and others. Anybody in the defense intelligence or CIA or FBI, they all have these. Not that they're criminals on average, some aren't. It's that they know there's criminals out there. Everybody needs to travel with these. You need to use these. You know, even if you're a woman, just get a small one with a purse. Soon we're going to have a whole line of the best purses and wallets and everything. That's something I want, and they came up with this. Which is great. I already have a bag just like it. And for the price, it is insane. But the ultramethylene blue, the highest quality atomic iodine nobody else has, T3 now in stock. Get it all, thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Want to see the full video? It's up on Infowars.com. Video. Spring breakers in America have no idea what's going on. And Jesse Waters sends out his reporter. And I'm telling you, I've done this myself. You've seen it. They are not cherry picking him. This is dangerous, and we've got to somehow reach out to these folks. And I know that, you know, it's kids out having fun. They don't want to hear about serious issues. But holy mackerel, these are the people the Pentagon's gearing up with Selective Service to draft. Europe's already kicking in the draft for Russia and Iran. So you better know, and these women, too, they want to draft. Sweetheart, you need to know, but see how sheltered they are? They have no idea. Let's go to the club.
Where did you guys go to?
UTC.
FAU.
Sacred Heart University.
Ohio State.
Spring break 2026. What is the game plan?
Drinking. Blackout with my rack out.
If my mom is watching, I'm sorry, Mom, but I've been getting pretty drunk almost every day.
Hook up with some girls. Get with as many girls as we can. And not come back with an STD.
Wake out with one person each night. That's it.
So how many guys have you made out with this week?
I've been here for about 10 days. So, 10?
What were their names?
I don't remember.
Name one.
Name me one. Name me one.
What is the craziest thing you've seen at spring break?
Not that crazy. I've seen people do, like, cocaine off of boobs. I saw a girl, like, black out on the street. That was pretty exciting. Sunday mimosa drag races.
You see that guy take his pants off in the middle of the club?
There's a lot of famous people down here.
Have you seen Johnny Belisario?
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
What is the wildest thing you've done down here?
Got with somebody the first night that I came down here.
Paul Davidson. 2 days ago.
Stripping naked, getting in the water.
You gotta say.
What'd you do? You went something crazy.
On the strip.
Honestly. Alright, on the strip.
No, we had this.
Okay, that wasn't public, but yeah, okay. That's...
issue facing America is the most important to you?
What bikini I'm gonna wear next? Obesity is terrible.
Ice. Not personally. I'm legal.
Getting a tan on the beach.
That's the most important thing in my life right now. I'm thinking about Starbucks, to be honest. I'm thinking about Starbucks, what I'm gonna get for today.
The elevators don't work. You got 43 floors. The elevators don't work.
I could take this little glass of water, drop it in the magnets. That's the end of the elevator.
What have you heard that Donald Trump has been doing recently?
Gulf of America. That's the last thing I kept up with. We're going to war with Iraq. That's been crazy.
What do you do in Colombia? You got Maduro out?
I don't with Trump, but that is done.
He's like trying to sue those people for making jokes about him.
600 times!
You must be happy.
I'm very happy.
The Ayatollah's dead.
I'm so, what? Who? What? What is that?
Who the is Ayatollah?
I've never heard that word in my life.
Lewis, what's Ayatollah?
I haven't heard. I found out about Chuck Norris yesterday. That was more devastating to me.
He was the supreme leader of Iran.
He's dead?
Oh, damn it.
We killed him.
You did? You killed him?
Johnny.
Whoa.
If you were in charge, how would you take on Iran?
Yeah, all my girls and we would all start putting belts on them.
We get a bunch of girls in bikinis, we make them run across the battlefield. All the guys are distracted, we all run in.
Look at him in his eyes, I guess. Flirt with him.
I'd blow him up.
I don't know enough about it, but I would probably wipe it out.
Drop a bomb, baby. Bomb the out of him.
I would bomb the out of him.
What have you heard about Venezuela?
Venezuela? Nothing.
I'm not sure.
I barely know what will be going on in like Tennessee where I'm from.
That they beat us in the World Baseball Classic.
Have you heard anything else?
No.
Nothing. I have heard nothing about Venezuela.
You know, honestly, I don't know and I don't care.
Where is Venezuela?
I don't know. I'm drunk. I don't know.
Venezuela? Isn't that in Spain?
No.
Go easy on the tequila.
What do you want to tell Jesse Waters? You're on his show.
That's the guy who was eating the steak, remember? Is like in front of the vegan guy?
Oh, Jesse Waters.
Do you know who I am?
I do not.
Here's Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
I mean, totally ignorant. Not stupid, but seeing politics and economics and things is like, oh, I don't want to know anything about that. They think of it as work. Thank God my parents got me into history and politics. I mean, entertainment, all that stuff is so vapid. And then once you know how the real world works, you see all the propaganda in it. And it's like being the difference between being a human and being an animal. The globalists live, we sleep. When you don't know how things work, you are beyond disadvantaged. And I'm just here, not working for some group, not with somebody else's agenda. My agenda is respecting you and believing that if I break down the facts and show you what's going on, you'll go check it out, find out I'm telling you it's true, maybe even find out more than I know, and then together we'll make a better world. People didn't used to be this ignorant. I'm going to come right back. Jason Burmes is loaded for bear. Big Epstein developments, transhuman developments, Pfizer Lyme tax. I want to talk about him briefly before I hand the baton about these big tech developments. First, though, I talked to Flynn last night. He's coming on, I think, Sunday. Set Sunday. We're locking it in. He's been vindicated. They admitted to the DOJ that it was all a hoax, the Russiagate, as if we needed them to do that. But it is some good news. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have God for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity.
The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is Optimal Human Beef Tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you eat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Former InfoWars colleague and one of the producers of the one of the most viral films ever, Loose Change, 1, 2, and 3, is coming up at 6 after. I got a few points for him, then I'll hand the baton to him at 6 after. But first, I was given an InfoWars update, and my mind wanders. There's so much to tell. I didn't get to the key point. People are asking, well, why don't you know when you're going to get shut down? To be clear, I kind of went there, but not fully. They're going to be overturned at the Texas Supreme Court. Probably the Third Court of Appeals have already signaled it. Because they just made up stuff and things weren't even laws, okay? She found me civilly liable for things that weren't even in the jury charge, that weren't even laws to begin with. I mean, this is like a literal blue-haired Antifa judge that ran a show trial. So if they seize this place and do all this and it gets overturned, they have like double liability, okay? So none of them want to touch it now because all the corruption that came out and the DOJ running it and the federal judge's girlfriend that got caught with all the money from the judge and the criminal investigation that then came in as the U.S. trustee's lawyer and tried to shut us down and all that. Remember that in 2024 on May 31st? We learned this only like a year after. They're all paralyzed. And it would turn out it was Mike Bloomberg and the DOJ and CIA running it all. And so they're so paralyzed and we're deposing them and they're freaking out and we've sued them, civil rights violations. That no one will talk to us, but the Texas receiver from the state court, because the judge fired the other federal trustees, they were so bad, and then they're just paralyzed. And when he responded in court to the federal court, so the judge goes, okay, fine, state court. The political crazed judge, the state judge in Austin, she says, fine, seize it. That was a year and a half ago. That receiver commits suicide, but his wife leaves him. The next receiver comes in 6-8 months ago, says we're not having a sale because the plaintiffs don't want it sold, the Democrats, and then just says, okay, well, we're going to stop paying the bills and the rent. That way they just let the, because we rent this place, we've been here 16 years, 17 years, kick us out. And so people say, when's that going to happen? Well, I mean, at the end of the month, they don't pay the landlord and they're not going to pay the internet. You'll see InfoWars turn off. I had a couple weeks. I don't know. I'm just going to sit here until it happens. So, and then I don't know. The website goes down first. We get thrown out by the landlord. I don't know. And we're talking to the landlord. He's saying, I never see anything like this. What do you want to do? I said, we can't do it. I don't have any money and we don't, you know, the new company I'm coming in to work with, they're not going to come in here and do that because, you know, they can't be involved in InfoWars. It's a new thing. So it is just, no one's seen anything like it. I mean, this is cuckoo town. Okay. So, rent's due, like April 1st, and everything else is, there's already stuff that was due weeks ago that they're not paying, even though there's the money for it. And they won't talk to, my lawyers, and we're just like runaway train, 500 miles an hour towards a cliff. We're going around these sharp turns, the train's leaning, I'm like, we about to go off, whoa, we did that time. I mean, it's like the cliffhanger. It goes on. And I said I'd never stop fighting. But I kind of ready for closure here. Because also people are like, oh yeah, Alex is going to be shut down again. Believe me, this is all real, bitches. So, it's going to be a very interesting next few weeks. But God keeps coming through like the widow's mite in the Bible at the last minute. So I am It's like Star Wars Episode 4 where Luke Skywalker is about to get blown up 5 seconds before he shoots the torpedo down the Death Star reactor shaft. And here comes Han Solo and saves him. I have no idea what's about to happen. But stuff's gotten so weird at this point. I always trusted in God. I don't even trust in God anymore. I just say, it's beyond trust. I'm like, whatever, you're the boss, baby. I'm going to put my boots on every day, and I'm going to point my eyes, my brain, my soul, my heart, my will, and my dick at the New World Order, and I'm just going to keep on fighting. And it's that simple. I'm not going to worry about who's winning, what's going on. I'm just going to swing, 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 swing. But your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support is king. It's not up to you. It is you. You don't support us, you're not supporting yourself. It's that simple. You want to lay down and die? I don't blame you. Whatever. But don't give up, because we're winning. Please support us. We'll be right back with Jason Burmes. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
You're watching The Alex Jones Show, tomorrow's news today. When you wake up in the morning,
cheap sunglasses.
Oh yeah. Jason Burmes is set to take over. He's loaded for bear on new vaccine developments, transhuman and Pfizer LymeVax. Gotta love how Lyme's disease was created by the CIA at Plum Island. That's now been declassified. I was told that like 30 years ago by a bunch of scientists, and now it's confirmed. Crazy stuff he's got coming up. And I want to just hit a few things I didn't hit. General Flynn is on Sunday, and we had some interesting things happen. I'll just leave it at that. We've both been heavily targeted. General Mike Flynn settles Russia hoax FBI lawsuit with DOJ for $1.25 million, and I give my thoughts on that. I talked to Flynn last night. I wanted to congratulate him. So I go to my phone, and it says, caller blocked. I didn't block General Flynn. And then I call him, and he goes, yeah, I've been trying to talk to you and send you messages. Until about a month ago, we were talking a lot on the phone and on text. And we're like, yeah, that keeps happening to key people. People he knows, others. This is the type of jacking around that goes on in the technocracy, the way the cowardly creatures operate. So look for that this Sunday. I'm doing a special show tomorrow, noon central, out of the Alex Jones Network, that we've got fired up and ready. But I wanted to just briefly hit this, because, man, I was ready to do a whole hour on this today, and I just can't get off the Iran thing, so I just burned up the time on that. But I'm definitely going to hit this in more detail tomorrow on the Alex Jones Network thing. But you won't see it in InfoWars. Got to go to AJN Lime and Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. And so we got a new news site and all that. But we're going to announce that once the ding-dongs are successful, if they are, shutting us down. That's mean to ding-dongs to say that. Once the creatures are successful, if they are. But look at these headlines. I want to just briefly get Burmes' take on this before he takes over with his issues, because I know he's really on this. Big tech critics hail big tobacco moment and landmark social media verdict against Meta, the parent company of Facebook, and Google, intentionally being addictive and depressing and controlling. Yeah, and parents let their kids do that. I'm not defending big tech, but once you go down this slippery slope of, oh, the way they did it, yeah, and you let your kids do that, give me a break. But that's not what's sick. What's sick is Trump doesn't have Elon Musk on his new big tech board. He's got the good guys off the board and has put his arch enemy, Zuckerberg, on the board and a bunch of other garbage. And people are like, oh, there you are, throwing Trump under the bus again. Zuckerberg got $400 million to create the databases of dead people and illegals and all that to steal the 2020. Okay, fine, I love Zuckerberg if Trump says so. Got Todd Blanche, a Democrat, run the DOJ. This ain't good. And I'm going to bet you about it. And if Dan Bongino wants to call me a traitor, piss up a rope. Damn pumpkinhead weasel. Meta must pay $375 million for violating New Mexico's law in child exploitation case. Meanwhile, the public schools in New Mexico literally teach eight-year-olds how to suck golf balls through garden hoses. I mean, it's just, who are they to do that? I'm just sorry. Government shouldn't be involved in the First Amendment. We shouldn't have internet IDs. All over the world, they're bringing internet IDs. They're protecting kids. Hey, you put the parental controls on or don't let your kids on devices. My God. I'm sure my parents wanted to watch Cinemax, but they didn't have it on our cable, so I couldn't watch it. They never told me that, but I'm guessing. But the neighbor's parents did. My point is like, and my dad put Playboys, under the bed. He didn't, hand them out. I mean, it's like, control what you give your kids, folks. It's not the state's job. Because Zuckerberg's a predator preying on your children. Not defending Zuckerberg. Blackburn's Trump America AI Act repeals Section 230, expands AI liability, and mandates age verification. This article from Reclaim the Net is okay, but I don't usually see articles in InfoWars that, I don't say this article's wrong, but it gets it wrong how it covers it. No, it's the AI Dictatorship Act that Trump tried to get passed before he got back in office. Republicans did, but he pushed. And then he signed an executive order on that makes big tech and AI above the law. Nobody can sue them. Congress can't. Local legislators can't challenge them. Citizens can't sue them. And then the executive branch can let AI do whatever it wants. It's Congress has created the AI liability protection dictatorship bill to enforce Trump's executive order that is wrong. That's the real headline. That's what it does. Overhyped. This is some good news. New polls suggest Americans are shunning AI as a breaking news source. They're rejecting it. They don't want it. Well, I don't just believe polls. Oh, I like the proof. The biggest video generating tool is no more. Is the AI bubble bursting? ChatGPT has shut down its AI system because not enough people are using it. It costs too much money and it's a failure. People are sick of it. And I don't just believe that. I see it on the ground. U.S. bans foreign-made consumer routers over cybersecurity concerns. I told people decades ago China has all these remote control kill chips and everything. Now it's all admitted. And then it just continues. Apple forces U.K. iPhone age checks in iOS 6.26.4. Yeah, the U.K., Australia, they're all making Apple and other companies do age verifications. Hey, then adults have to do it. And now it's Internet ID that in the U.N., Gates-run standardization will be used for the cashless society, the social credit score, the grid. So people are like, don't you want to not let kids look at porn? Yeah, if you're dumb enough to give your kid a phone that doesn't have parental controls, you should be thrown off a bridge. Again. And it goes on and on. All right. I want to get Burmese's brief take on that. And the Iran war, and then he's going to take over. Burmese, good to see you. I've been loving you hosting the show. What a crazy time to be alive here.
It certainly is, Alex. And just to kind of piggyback on what you were talking about via this generation and being just addicted to the scroll box, and it's not just this idea of track, trace, database. It's not just this idea of totally and completely taking away their attention. The studies are now out. This was going to be part of me talking about AGI, what's going on right now with these data centers. But we're talking about a generation right now, Generation Z, quote unquote.
That is not interested in the real world. They don't want to date. They don't want jobs. They don't want a car because it's their own little comfortable world.
Well, they're 40% less cognizant in both speech and writing, period, full stop.
Oh, wait, let's stop. Put that back up. Major studies, 40% less cognizant in speech and thought, literally retarded. So bottom line, studies prove it, plus you see it, iPhones and smartphones and games have literally made the younger generations retarded.
Well, look at it this way, Alex. You know, my generation, your generation, we're only about 5 years apart. I would argue maybe the people 10, 15 years younger than us are really what created this idea of a podcast. I mean, you're a pioneer in that outside of the mainstream media, aka long form content. Yet when we started seeing these video platforms ever emerging, you just mentioned Meta. Well, they own Instagram. And what? You have those little Instagram stories. Remember, Instagram, Meta, they bought up Vine, which were those little 6-second viral clips. Now YouTube has jumped on board and they have their own thing called Reels. They are constantly trying to diminish those that are looking for something outside of cat videos or just short, quote unquote, hot takes that are nothing more, in my opinion, than a form of narrative management.
Well, they admit it is Skinnerian, Pavlovian, destroying the attention span down to less than a goldfish, like Dory from Finding Nemo. But put that headline back up because you're controlling your own show right now. Because I saw the study, but I forgot to cover it. You just mentioned it. 40% drop in cognizance in speech. I mean, look at that. That is, explain that, Burmese. This is so massive.
Well, basically what you're looking at is when you're trying to have a conversation, they just don't know the words, the terminology. Forget about the long context to this. You know, Alex, I'm helping raise my two teenage nieces. They're 15 and 16, and they've done very exceptional. Okay, I'm very, very proud of them. At the same time, I was kind of taken aback yesterday. My older niece just got recruited into, and we're going to see if she's going to do it, into an NSA program. She's a junior. Now, when I was talking to her about this, I go, well, if you're going to go down this route, I need you to be a good spook. Had no idea what I was talking about, did not know what a quote-unquote spook was, and I had to explain that to her. Now, this is going to take place at Georgetown University.
The whole CIA New World Order command base. So she's getting recruited by the deep state. She doesn't even know she's cozied up to a rattlesnake.
Well, not only that, she didn't even know what Georgetown University was, Alex. And for me, again, like probably like 12 years old, I was at least aware of Georgetown, not only as kind of like this higher end academia, but also as like a big basketball school. These kids have a very, very honed in knowledge set.
They don't have general knowledge about the world or streets, or they have no street smarts.
It's not just street smarts. Again, that algorithm that everybody talks about is so centralized on these, I would say, small data points that are ultimately meaningless in a lot of ways. You know, again, I feel lucky that she has accelerated academically and kind of stepped out a little bit, but you see it everywhere. And, you know, that's not the only generation. And right now they're trying to bring in AGI, that's artificial general intelligence, stuff that was discussed at length in these Epstein files going back to like 2011, 12, 13, long before the public's discussing it. And now NVIDIA has said it's been achieved. Now AGI has already been achieved probably over a decade ago, right? In certain circumstances, whether that be government contracting, black sites, even Google, which is nothing more than really an extension of the NSA. You mentioned Zuckerberg being on that panel. You've also got Sergey Brin, head of Google, also on that panel. Excellent stuff. But when you look at AGIs, they're already coming forward. For instance, at Davos, and we covered it right here on the Fourth Hour, Davos is now going to be handing out credit cards to AGIs, okay, acting agents of people that are just going to make purchases for you. So in other words, you're never going to be even part of the process. And that AGI-led credit card now has full access to your finances and this purchasing.
And remember, Klaus Schwab said 10 years ago, you won't need to vote because AI will know how you're going to vote. So you just go, I don't ever miss a bill anymore. Because I don't ever wreck anymore. The car drives, I purchase. You're literally making yourself obsolete, which when DARPA created the internet plan in 1958, deployed as beta development in 62, called the Intergalactic Communication System, they said the goal was to absorb us and make it obsolete. You got to come on. This is the main show. You got to come on with me and do a whole hour with me on this. Or maybe, you know what? What are you doing tomorrow? I'm on noon tomorrow, commercial free, go as long as I want. You want to come on at 1:30 Central? You probably got something going on.
No, I am calling some MMA fights this weekend, but I don't think that the
I know it's Thursday. I meant Friday's tomorrow. I keep saying it all blends. I work 7 days a week. So you want to come on? You want to come on Sunday though? There's a special show.
Sunday it is. You tell me, Alex. We'll do it.
Or maybe we shoot tomorrow. Friday.
Either one. I will etch out time and I will have videos at the ready. I already got a few videos right now. I don't know if you've seen the little boy being slapped by the robot, but that is just a huge metaphor for what's really going on to human civilization.
Yeah, what happens when they commit crimes and people hijack them and do it? Then they have just deniability. But let's stop right there. I want you to take over. I appreciate you as I'm interrupting. But briefly, what do we do about Trump? I mean, my God, what do you think? It's intentional? Has he gone crazy? I mean, what? Because he was doing some stuff, you know, off the reservation before, but overall thought it was good. He is just, on his trajectory, he's just really going bad here.
Well, I'll say this. You know, first and foremost, you know, I was going to lead with the Epstein files. I don't think we get those without the Trump administration. That doesn't happen under a Harris administration. And quite frankly, I don't think that Trump really wanted to release those. That's really from pressure from people like you, myself, and then the general public that took this into a zeitgeist moment. And really that speaks to what you were saying to James O'Keefe earlier, that no, you can't stop even if there's not arrests. For instance, there's been no arrests in this country, but we have seen them outside of this country. And again, this is the
story. But it goes further than that. I'm going to let you take over. In the court of public opinion, Fauci hasn't been seen in a year. Bill Gates has 99% hatred. The globalists admit at their own meetings, everyone hates them. Their system's falling apart. As long as we get on the field now and control the development of the new system, it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be way better than this. People understand that now things have politically liquefied. We're in a time of change. You don't just sit back during the change and go, oh my God, it's so horrible. We have to go in as leaders and create the new system, right?
Well, absolutely. But listen, at the same time, I don't think that we give Trump a pass. I think we're in a very, very dangerous moment. But as I was saying, would we ever be in a moment where Edmund de Rothschild's Paris's offices were raided in Epstein-linked cases? Would we ever be in the situation where Andrew Mountbatten had to literally be thrown out of the quote-unquote royal family? Would we have Ghislaine Maxwell in prison, Jean-Luc Brunel in prison, even Les Wexner, Bill and Hillary Clinton having to actually sit down and be deposed? Okay, they're small victories. We need accountability. I understand that. But we've got to take these little ones and continue to build upon them. And
but they're not just small. I don't disagree with you overall, but listen to me. 10 years ago, they said globalism didn't exist. They said there was no plan for world government. It's all out in the open now. The victory is spotlighting it. So as soon as you spotlight the target, then in the process begins there. You see what I'm saying? Like, look how you've been doing this. Well, I've known you 20 years.
Yeah, more. It's more than 21 years we've known each other, Alex.
So back then, I mean, we were like Martians. I would say like 34% of the public is like us now. I mean, brother, that's a big move.
Now,
30% of us wake up one other person. We're 60%.
Alex, again, we don't get things, not only like the Epstein files, but we don't get Ross Ulbricht being taken out. We don't have WikiLeaks and Julian Assange as part of the regular conversation if we don't keep pushing forward. Now, as far as this war, right, I was always worried, probably more in the first administration, that he would be pushed into some type of conflict like this, especially after what happened in Syria and Douma. And I remember how angry you were about that.
And then I was blind spotted because he did so good and was so true before. I knew they'd try this, but he's taking a hook, line, and sinker now.
It's beyond that because, again, Trump's arrogance also gets in his way where he can't be submissive in any form. So when he gets asked, in the White House, whether or not it was Israel that pushed him in, instead of saying something more pragmatic like, well, no, it was a joint decision, etc. He goes, well, I might have pushed them in. I don't know how you push a nation state.
Well, look, Rubio is a neocon, and he told the truth. He said, no, Israel struck first. We did it. And then Trump made him come out and say he was wrong. I mean, no, Israel's on record doing it. They hit him first. I mean,
And again,
what about Bongino saying, I didn't play the clip today, I'm a liar, Joe Kent's a liar, why everybody was always for war, why Charlie loved war, why blah, 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 Charlie was on record against it, so was Trump. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, it's not only crazy, but there are so many of those people. You know, you mentioned Trump himself, but I was on that Reawaken America tour. I probably did almost a dozen of them in person where Don Jr. would be there or Eric would be there. And, you know, people like Cash Patel would become the FBI director were there, etc. And the baseline of the regular people that I was talking to, it was new school. These were not older Republicans. Yes, you had the quote unquote boomer crowd there as well, but so much of this younger crowd, and I say younger, 55 and under, and there were plenty of them, were anti-war. You know, they were, unfortunately, a lot of them in that hopium QAnon sense mode where they thought white hats were just going to save everybody. And that in itself, I think, was dangerous because then you have the inability to take action and you think someone else is going to do it for you. You know, I've always been a huge advocate of being able to look in the mirror and be your own hero. That's the thing, folks. You've got to be the one taking action. You know, and let me give props to O'Keefe again for just a moment. They have been spraying the hell out of Iowa here in the Quad Cities. It is something that extremely disturbing to me because we have a state senator that has introduced legislation. They've confronted these people, including the CEO of Rainmaker here, and we still can't get anything done. Well, I'll tell you what, O'Keefe over at Davos getting all those people in the military, in the contracting world, in the globalism world, to this happening 100%, well, I can reach more people with that. You know, I had a conversation with somebody who I respect over at the grocery store, and I mentioned, he's like, oh, I don't buy it. Oh, I like his stuff. I'll go check that out. Different strokes for different folks. But the key is you got to keep pushing forward. And Alex, I think you, above all, know that to be true.
Well, yeah, so I'm going to turn this over to you. And look, we have the CIA documents just released with the chemtrailing in the 60s. It's, of course, it's all going on. Kennedy's like, oh, we know it's DARPA. That got shut down. But at least now it's coming out. And it's an amazing time to be alive. Take over Burmese. But, yeah, let's do Sunday, day after tomorrow. And let's get you on like 1:30 Central for an hour commercial-free with all your clips through the deep dive on what do we do about our children. Because I kept phones away from my kids till they were, you know, like teenagers. And they're not as bad, but, you know, it still had some effect. And, of course, I've got a younger daughter. We don't let her have a cell phone or do any of that stuff. And we know it's come out that Bill Gates and Zuckerberg don't let their kids have any of this stuff, period. Can we rehabilitate these people? I want to talk about solutions. Maybe you can look into that. 40% reduction in speaking and what else? I was reading the article, but, my God.
Yeah, cognition in both speech and written language. It's incredible.
Yeah, they're like, you're not a 30-second squirrel video. I can't really talk to you right now.
And when you look at this stuff, Alex, you're right. We have to realize this right now is it's not just about the globalism and the new world order. This is the battle for humanity. They are rolling out not only the AI, but so much of this technology.
And they admit it's designed to create the post-human world. And that's the thing. We've got to keep younger kids off of it. With the ones that are already caught in the spider web, you can get to them through the matrix. And the way it is, like what I use a phone for, a computer, is to investigate the real world. If you use it right, it's very empowering.
I always put limitations, and I show that to people, right? I tell people, look, yes, I have a Facebook account because I've had it. It's only here at my desktop, and I use it for certain things. I've never gotten the Snapchat, the Instagram. I don't take 30 selfies so I can post one. You know how much of our youth does that or records 5 videos and then throws them away? Folks, that's how they're building profiles on not only you but your children on top.
Oh, it came out that Meta with the Meta glasses – that humans are seeing and watching all of it. So you're screwing your girlfriend with it all. You think it's your private camera. No, they're watching live.
And 100%. And they're putting it into a database where they're not.
And then AI is using it for production. So years later, you wonder, that girl looks like my wife. Wait, that's us having sex in our bed, but it's AI. It just stole your identity. Burmese, you're taking over right now.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. Go to, I believe it's the alexjonesstore.com right now. Make the purchases. We'll be back right after this.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big Pentagon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have guys for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jason Burmese. And if you were listening, we were talking Epstein. We're talking geoengineering. And Alex also mentioned, my documentary films. Well, for the first time in 13 years, the last one that I actually released was Shade the Motion Picture. Actually, the last time I did the fourth hour, we played a little bit about that. And look, that was largely on the Bilderberg Group, the control structure, geoengineering, bioengineering. Alex is in there not only describing that stuff, but a lot of the stuff involving Bill Gates and beyond, large section of Gates. About 2 years ago, maybe even more, I was on with Alex, and we were discussing what was known of the Epstein files, because before we had the Epstein Files Transparency Act, we did have a large amount of documentation, and a lot of that documentation has actually been more and more revealed through these files. And Jones is like, you know what, you need to make a documentary on this. Well, lo and behold, I am now working on a not only documentary, but a documentary series entitled The Epstein Files, with the good people over at Dauntless, formerly DauntlessDialogue.com. They got a great Rumble channel. Hope you check them out. And the three initial parts in this series, we'll see what we do beyond that. The first one is going to be, I think we're going to call it the Fine Young Cannibal Class, or what is known now in the public as the Epstein class or the Predator class, because we are seeing certain arrests, even if they are just ceremonious, but there are being repercussions out there. So first one, okay, trailer coming up. Then the second one, we're really going to get into Epstein and the connections to this global network via the Iran-Contra affair. And we're going to show within the files where the earmarks of that lead. And then the third one, transhumanism. I mean, not just AGIs, artificial general intelligence, but cloning technology, literally parting out humans that you create for their biology. But without further ado, let's do it. Let's check out the trailer for the upcoming documentary series, The Epstein Files. On July 23rd, 2006, an event would occur that would ultimately shift the way a large portion of the country and the world view geopolitics, the entertainment industry, and the ruling class. You see, on that fateful Sunday in Palm Beach, Florida, a little-known billionaire was arrested named Jeffrey Epstein. Since then, a tidal wave of scandals.
Jeffrey Epstein escaped child sex charges 10 years ago in a federal plea deal so remarkable, the Palm Beach police chief who investigated the case said it was unprecedented.
We believed he would spend the rest of his life in prison.
Innuendo.
There are code words that suggest Jeffrey Epstein and his associates could maybe even be engaging in some sort of consumption. Is that human consumption? There's a lot of talk of beef jerky. There's a restaurant called The Cannibal.
Atrocities. Lawsuits.
The first time that Courtney Wilde walked into my office in 2008 and said, look, the government's not paying attention to me. She was not asking for money from Jeffrey Epstein. And I walked it in and I handed the pleading in. Courtney Wilde was right outside, ready at the time. She told me, this is an emergency. And I told the clerk, I want a hearing. And she said, when? I said, now.
Trials.
Ghislaine Maxwell sat in her chair with little emotion, only pouring herself a glass of water as the judge read the verdict, guilty on all but one count.
And suspicious deaths has ensued.
So Epstein's taken off suicide watch. The day before he kills himself, his roommate is removed from the cell. The cameras on his tier are not working. The guards fell asleep. It seems almost impossible to think all of those things could happen in that way.
It does. The public demand for transparency and accountability was insatiable.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Shut up. I know he's your friend, but I don't care.
Culminating in the release of the Epstein files.
When will we see justice? I've not seen any arrests from the revelations in the Epstein files.
Do you think you're the devil himself?
No, but I do have a good mirror.
This is the story they tell. So the Epstein files are coming. We're going to try to drop that initial chapter within the next 3 months. Who knows? I'm back in the saddle in that regard for the first time in a very long time. And as you can see, trying to use the tools that are available to me. But really, we're going to stick to the story that this public documentation that's available to all of us now shows. And, you know, I just mentioned Edmund de Rothschild. And look, do I think Edmund de Rothschild is going to prison? No, I don't. But I don't think Jess Staley is going to prison either. But did he have to resign? Yes. Do I think Andrew Malp? No, he's probably not going to prison. But did he have to at least be taken down a notch? Yes. We got to keep going with those things. We've seen arrests now in Norway. And look, outside of just the abuse of girls, we have a ton of insider trading. Now, I've mentioned Mandelson, right? And again, he's been publicly shamed. We've had to see public apologies by Starmer and others because of their association with Mandelson. Mandelson's over there telling Epstein about what will become a $750 billion euro bailout for the European Union. We're about to wrap up the $500 billion. Think you'd do something with that type of information? And that's why all these headlines, even the mainstream media, have to admit, oh, wait, there is a cabal out there outside of nation states that really do rule things, right? And then, look, Bill Maher, to his credit, he sits there and now he talks about how the Epstein files have vindicated a lot of this stuff. But then in the same breath, right, he wants to associate it with the QAnon sense, right? And if you saw the trailer, we've got Boebert in there. And then, you know, Boebert, who's relatively new to the game. I'm just going to say it. Like, I get it. She's been elected. She had the resources. People like to look at things, right? Doesn't hurt being attractive. But has she been in the game as long as Alex Jones or myself, 20 plus years into this? Does she know the intricacies, the ins and the outs? So no, she plays into the idea that Q is the one that told you that it was high level pedophiles globally that had this network. No, sorry. It wasn't magic men on message boards. It was people documenting things like the Franklin scandal, documenting what was going on with Barney Frank and his little apartment in D.C., documenting people like Dennis Hassert, who made his way up to the Speaker of the House, documenting Mark Foley, who was doing interviews with the Have a Seat guy. Remember that? Have a Seat? Because he was heading up one of the government departments on child exploitation. Then what happens? He gets caught sexting 15-year-old pages. It's because of stuff like that that was brought out, not magic message boards, everybody. Okay, sorry, Bill. The stuff is real because it's been going on, and these people are protected and not prosecuted. Now, I got another video here for you of Tom Barrack, who's currently, I believe, he is the ambassador to Turkey from the United States. And we've all seen the video of McCain's wife, after McCain's passing, talking about how, oh, just everybody knew what Jeffrey Epstein was up to. Everybody knew, nobody cared. And honestly, it was one of those moments of extreme candor and reality. All right. Now, we've all seen Lutnick out there just lying his arnis off. I was with my wife. Disgusting. Never again. Then you got pictures of him smiling with Jeffrey on the island. Vacationing. Wild. Opening businesses. Well, Tom Barrack is another guy that decided to continue to associate with Epstein after his Palm Beach arrest back in, conviction in 2008. And look, he's actually pretty candid in this interview until the end when he gets pressed on that relationship. So let's watch Barrack on Epstein.
I just wanted to ask you about what I read in the Epstein files about your association with him Why did you introduce him to Teal and Vitaly Churkin? What were your dealings with Jeffrey Epstein?
I didn't introduce him to those people, but all of us dealt with Jeffrey Epstein in the 80s as a business person. He was bigger than life. It was a 30-year story of this. That I think most of us actually thought that he had built his wealth and his prowess over his international relations with Israel. That's always what kind of the background was. I didn't see the rest of it later in 2015.
In the files that I read, you're having dealings with him after he became a convicted sex offender. Why?
Dealings, meaning he was emailing me, asking me for access to the president or a transaction. I was running a New York Stock Exchange company. He'd try and get a hold of me for relevant information. That was it.
You met him, and you met with Vitaly Churkin, you met with Peter Thiel and Epstein.
See? Like, he just answers what he wants. Oh, we all knew him. Now, he did throw in the Israeli relationships. Now, let me say this. You know, if that is the case in the 80s, and we have public documentation, even the New York Times, admitting that Epstein was not only involved with Adnan Khashoggi, arms dealer, Iran-Contra, but a guy named Douglas Lease, who mentored Epstein, was a weapons and defense contractor and took him around the globe. And then he gets involved with Stanley Pottinger, Iran-Contra, where all that was hidden from the public for the last 4+ decades. Props to Vedmore. He puts out the article that they shared an office together. Turns out they ran a business together too. Pottinger comes up a little later because he ends up being a lawyer for a bunch of the victims and partnering with Bradley Edwards, who, if you saw in that clip, was the lawyer talking about wanting that hearing now. Now, I would be remiss before we move on to a little robotics, automation, AGI, if I did not mention the passing of this man, Robert Mueller. Now, look, I'm not one of those guys that wants to pile on or talk badly of the dead. All right? I refrain from doing that. But Robert Mueller was brought in as the director of the FBI, all right, to be the cover-up crew for 9/11. Why? Because he'd already been a part of the cover-up crew in the Department of Justice. That's how you get to those ranks, okay? Unless you're just appointed to be, you know, a mouthpiece puppet like Patel or Bongino, right? Don't work too hard, fellas. Just say what needs to be said to try to cover things like this up. He worked with Bill Barr, okay? They were muy simpatico, if you know what I mean. Back in those days. That's why I always told people, Bill Barr ain't your friend. Haven't heard much from Bill Barr recently, have you? Remember, Bill Barr, aside from being Central Intelligence Agency, the youngest attorney general ever under the first Bush administration, also worked at Kirkland and Ellis, one of the firms that represented Epstein. So, you know, Mueller... You know, a lot, and going back to the hopium QAnonsense crowd, hey, remember when you all said in the beginning that Mueller was, like, working with the White Hats? Oh, Mueller's going to save us! Mueller knew less about Russiagate than most. You know, you watch those hearings? Mueller was on his way out mentally then. He was used as a figurehead that they knew would just give a rubber stamp to anything they were trying to do. Period. That's it. So honestly, that is the life and legacy of one Robert Mueller. So let's move on. Let's get into robotics and transhumanism. And I saw Melania Trump getting people acquainted with these humanoid robots. Now, remember, the Optimus robot, the one the Muskernuts is behind, and that's Tesla. Tesla's not a car company. I just cannot reiterate that enough. It is a military industrial complex company parading as a private company. Okay. Once again, you look at Tesla. Tesla partnered with CureVac and printed up the hate and lie shots at bio-nano factories they built together. Okay, that's what Tesla is. Like, all these electric car companies before them weren't able to actually stay in business because they tried to be a privatized company and not just be a part of the military-industrial complex and be subsidized with these programs. So all these robots that look like human beings, they only serve one purpose, and that's to acclimate you and yours to the idea that these things are human-like and eventually can have some kind of consciousness or a soul. No bueno, everybody. When this video here is really a metaphored reality for what these things are really going to do to the rest of us. One and two. That's right. Take that, kid. Oh, let's get the little clamp. Let's get the little clamp on the dancing robot. Blah. No thanks, folks. No thanks. And look, it's constantly over-promising, under-delivering with this technology. I mentioned earlier with Alex, but I want to go to the actual article itself. You know, the new like globally cool guy, Jensen Huang. And look, I use NVIDIA's technologies. I've got a lot of NVIDIA graphics cards. We're running on a 3060 Ti right now. Got myself a 4070 Ti out there. Got myself some of the old school 980 Ti's, 1070s. Got them. You know, I think that they make a good hardware product. Too bad the business model isn't selling me hardware anymore. Isn't allowing me my own autonomy anymore. No, all of these people look at this as a service. Everything is serviceable. They're taking, as more things are automated, they want you less autonomous. They want you to be less likely to think for yourself. All right. I mentioned Davos, and I believe it was Visa. Well, we'll do it live. Visa with the AI credit cards. Visa AI credit cards. They're agents. There it is. AI agents are going to buy for you securely. So I want you to understand how manipulative the algorithm is going to be in this sense. So all of a sudden you've signed up for this. You've given your little AI agent all the access to your tokens, your credits, your money, whatever it is at that point. And then something arrives at your house that you're not necessarily sold on. Right? That AI agent is going to convince you or try to convince you that you were sold on it and it's good for you. Like next level, because they don't want you to be human. They're trying to strip you of that humanity. They want you less able to think. Think about this. The headline also has here, it's $30 billion. They've just spent more money than ever. Had more technology than ever, and it's no good for the youth. For you know, and I got to do this. My niece last weekend was asking me for a physical book, and I actually tried to give her the digital version. And God love her, man. This is the younger one. This isn't the NSA one. She said the whole idea is for me to put down my screen and have something tangible and physical in my hands. It's a big deal. That means something, man. It means something to take a pen to paper and actually doodle or draw or write down your ideas. You know, so many people are like, captured by this idea of, and it's funny. They're captured by this, idea that, you know, this technology is simply going to make everything better and you want to get away from writing things down. But then they'll buy into something like The Secret and like a dream board or whatever. No, The Secret is and Tom Cruise and all these other successful writing things down so you can visualize it, then holding yourself accountable. If you never write it down, it's not there in your face. You got to take action. You can't just dream board things up. All right. But they want to keep the vast majority of this technology out of the hands of us, the plebs. And here's Sam Altman explaining that artificial intelligence is just going to be a sale or a service just like electricity or water. Okay, it's a resource. And he even gets into a point that's starkly honest where he admits that, you know, under this model, there's a likelihood that only the rich will be able to access it. No kidding. He also tells you pretty much cash is done and this is a tokenized system, which all these AI models right now are tokenized systems. Do you think that I couldn't get these AI models to run on a bunch of the hardware I just mentioned? Of course I could. They don't want to allow me to have that access. And that's where this moves forward in the future. And that is extremely scary. So let's play this video right here.
Fundamentally, our business, and I think the business of every other model provider, is going to look like selling tokens. You know, they may come from bigger or smaller models, which makes them more or less expensive. They may use more or less reasoning, which also makes them more or less expensive. They may be running all the time in the background trying to help you out. They may run only when you need them if you want to pay less. They may work super hard, you know, spend tens of millions, hundreds of millions, someday billions of dollars on a single problem that's really valuable. But we see a future where intelligence is a utility like electricity or water, and people buy it from us on a meter and use it for whatever they want to use it for. The demand that we see for that seems like it's going to continue to just go like this. And if we don't have enough, we either can't sell it or the price gets really high. Yep. And it, you know, kind of goes to rich people, or society makes a bunch of sort of central planning decisions that I think almost always go badly about, you know, we're going to use our limited compute supply for this and not that. So the best thing to me throughout all the history of capitalism, innovation, whatever you want, is to just flood the market.
Yeah. Yeah. Just flood the market so we can literally monopolize these technologies via the military, the modernized military industrial complex. That's what this is. And we have to fight back. Because the resources that they're talking about, energy, okay, are going towards the artificial intelligence. And that's why this woman and this family are heroes. I believe it's a 1,200-acre farm. They were offered $26 million for half of it. And they said, no, we need to keep doing that. And here's the thing. Who knows if they would have actually gotten that $26 million? A lot of these are scam. They'll pay you a certain amount at first, then they'll go bankrupt, let somebody else buy it up. These data centers are a threat to humanity. We didn't even get into, and I wish that we had been able to, we didn't even get into Pfizer announcing this new boop against Lyme's disease, as Alex told you. All right, go look up Plum Island. In fact, they were about to have Senate hearings just before the COVID-1984 nightmare kicked off to investigate Plum Island and the origins of Lyme disease that now Pfizer's going to save us from. But then if you read about that 70% efficacy in preventing the disease, I mean, read the fine print. Okay, folks, they're not so honest. That is going to wrap it up. I hope you guys go check out the Epstein files when they come out. I hope you check me out over on Alex Jones this coming weekend. We're really going to dig deep into transhumanism, where we were and where we are today. I do want to remind everybody, it is never about left or right, always about right and wrong. Support this broadcast and free speech over at the alexjonesstore.com. You can give me a follow across the board at Jason Bermas, B-E-R-M-A-S. Go subscribe over at YouTube and check out the documentary for free.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.